starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony of what God's been doing in your life? Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentlepersons.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. We, you know, bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, well, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, you know, have you using language like that on the air. And I, while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church, and I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life, and most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe on you.
Out of my way, jerk ass! Out of my way, jerk ass!
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
At the ground! Don't rescue me!
He jumped around like a little bitch.
Wah, 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 wah.
Check my paranoia. Check my paranoia. Check my paranoia.
About AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
What a horrible thing to say.
They're marvelous, you bastards. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
What a horrible thing to say.
Right now. Hi, welcome to our show. Where else would you rather
to be that right here, right now. Oh, yeah, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Glad to know that these guys are not operated by any machine. Oh, get them out of here. Get them out of here. They are a machine.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spivak.
Before I start, I just want to say I should have started Mike at quarterback yesterday.
Right.
Because at least Mike didn't get negative points, all right?
Idiot. What is wrong with the machine? You know?
Hear that hum?
It is one.
You know why it's humming?
Why?
It doesn't know the word.
Ah!
Bada bing.
Right. That's the sound of me pressing.
And all the microphones sound weird.
That's not good.
Whoa.
Pressing. Well, it only happens when I press those buttons on the machine that has the sound effects.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yay.
I go like that.
We need an engineer.
And it's all screwed up.
Oh, maybe Wendell.
Sad. How about Wendell?
Maybe he could come by and see what the problem is.
Wendell Hall?
Yes, Wendell Smoot Hall.
Calling Wendell Smoot Hall. Smoot? To the studio, please.
It's Monday. It's the first day. The microphones still sound weird.
They do. Well, there's a slight hum.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're also the microphone. They sound out of phase.
Sort of muted, yeah.
They out cleaned of phase. Them.
This is the problem.
Uh-oh.
That we are...
They cleaned them. And, you know, they smell. Do your microphones smell?
Mine smells clean.
Mine smells like licorice.
Yeah, a little bit like a black Necco wafer.
That's exactly what it smells like.
See, the problem is we're the only live show. We're the only thing that's been live all day on
right.
the station. The other, you know... Howard comes from New York,
uh-huh.
and then they run a tape, and then O'Reilly comes from...
late Bill O'Reilly.
From a cave somewhere.
Chief Engineer Mike Friedman has made his way into the studio, a man who is pretty much ready to snap at any moment.
Now, here you go. He'll do just what I did. He'll come over, uh-huh. he'll look at it,
right.
he'll press a button,
uh-huh.
and then he still won't know what's going on. Welcome to the soft underbelly of radio. Now, Mike, I like...
Happy Monday, everybody.
I like that. He gives me the sign, keep talking.
Yeah, just keep talking.
Just keep talking.
Keep the plate
spinning. Pretend he's not here.
Just go. Watch. See you.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Press that button.
Pretend he's not here.
Now, Owen,
he has the solution.
Hello?
Hold on. Well, come talk. Mike, get on microphone. Tell us what the solution is. Here it is, everybody. Super Engineer Mike Friedman.
Static is not our friend.
Static is not our friend.
Really?
Okay. Yep. Hello?
Hey, it's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Wendell's on the way. He's getting the manual for it.
Oh, the manual.
He's getting the manual for the book.
That's a good thing.
Now, are you doing that on purpose with your microphone?
No, I'm trying to talk at a reasonable level, and I've been screaming, and I realized I should stop doing that.
Yes.
Boy, this room is really, really out.
That weird, dude. Yeah.
May I introduce you?
Well, I don't feel right being introduced quite yet.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Here comes Wendell. Hey, Joe?
Oh, he's gone.
Joe's gone.
Oh, he didn't give his phrase.
Yeah.
He was loud and clear. Now, you sound all right over there.
Yeah, a little muffled, but mostly okay. No, Joe sounded good.
Buzz is really fun. Hey, we need Joe to do his catchphrase sweeping the nation.
Oh, you want to hang up and call back?
Honey, I'm filling time here.
Isn't he right next to you? Hand him the phone.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, Joe.
Hi, Wendell.
Well, that took care of 2 seconds. Here he is now, Wendell Smoot Hall. Wendell, the mics are all effed up.
Now
much better.
That sounds better. Let me try that.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You've got to plug it into the Jack marked replay.
Not my job.
Yeah, you know what? I smell a weekender at work
Wendell.
Here.
Wendell, though, you know what?
Is that it?
That's why he's Wendell.
It was one simple plug that it made everything, the mic chain and everything sound screwed up.
I plugged into mic 5.
I'd like to point
mic
out.
Chain.
And I would like to point out to everyone that Wendell's boss was just in here and didn't see what Wendell saw.
Yeah. Well,
just thought that's a funny little observation right there. Looked in the same spot.
Didn't
too.
See it.
Didn't see it.
Interesting.
When I
Hi, Joe.
Don, looked at Don and went, 2 minutes.
What, Joe?
I'm here to accept blame.
Oh, why? Is it your job?
I'm supposed to check those connections. And, I mean, I just assume that things would be normal.
Joe, when you assume, make an ass out of you and me.
Well, listen to how
my apologies.
And now, for goodness sakes, you know me, I can't do a show unless it starts the right way.
Right.
We're rude, we're crude, we make a bling. Call us anytime. at 877-365-3636. Mike, give me some of those lasers that we're ready to believe you. I got to get all the tapes back out.
All of them?
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. We got to do it right. Then I play that one.
Do I make you horny?
Yeah. Then I play the woo, woo. Then I play the la, la, la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la. You know, sometimes I wish there was just a gigantic time machine, right, and we could just go back.
Go back.
Stop time and start all over again. Start it all over again. Robbie, I tell you what, let's just go ahead. Introduce us now and we'll start it, I guess.
Rob Spielak!
There he is.
Thank you. Hi!
Hi, Rob.
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good to see you both, and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Carney's and all the ships at sea. Here they are. And they are my Caucasians. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My Caucasian. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. The Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
Monday!
November 4th.
Right.
And your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And, gosh, I don't know. Who should we alert about the problem? I guess it's all the general manager. The acting general manager.
Acting!
Is he cowering under his desk right now? Is he in the Pete Howell position? Much as his predecessor was?
Wearing many hats.
Man of many hats. Man who stands with large stick.
Is he day fam? It's Monday.
Is he not there? Oh, Christ. I'll leave him a message, I guess.
Yeah.
Talk to our general manager. This is no way to start a show.
No, I, but you're doing the best you can under the circumstances.
I'm embarrassed, ladies and gentlemen. And now, listen, I'm not even getting voicemail.
This is always what happens whenever I get over 10 hours of sleep.
How the hell does this place manage to stay on the air?
Alan,
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Listen, Al.
Yeah.
Al.
Yep.
Wow, the place. I just have to tell you.
Is this a daily occurrence now?
No. Listen, the buck stops with you.
Yep, okay.
And I just have to tell you that I'm not happy that we came in today at the instant replay machine, the thing that plays all the...
was plugged into the wrong place.
This thing here, it goes, okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Right, and because that wasn't plugged in, all the microphones were shorting out, and then we came on the air and we had to restart the entire opening of the show.
So the show's going to be running late today.
And
just get all the commercials in, that's all.
I just wanted to run that by you and also just congratulate you.
Yeah, that went off by itself. That's another goblin in here.
That's crazy.
I swear to God, that went off by itself. There's not a triptone on that thing, Rob.
There's going to be a triptone on it.
There's not a triptone. Ignore those touch tones. I'm telling you, Alan, I don't know if this is a sign from God.
Not bad.
Well, you know what? To tell you, I just pressed the button and everything's fine.
Really? You mean the big general manager red button?
I just pressed the button and I took care of it.
Reset. Reset button.
Is there no chance that you could just put the Letterman show on now?
Well, you know, keep it up.
Well, no, you keep it up. I mean, listen, for God's sake, the studio goes unused for something like 56 hours or something in between our shows. We come in, and every Monday, we walk into some kind of, some kind of big stinkhole. Mm-hmm.
I guess what you're asking, Alan, is if you could fire somebody today.
Well, you had a Redskins crew in there last night. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then I guess you're going to have to fire one of the Redskins crew.
I just hope that these microphones really were cleaned and that the person that was using this Redskins microphone was not a real licorice fan.
Listen, I don't care who you fire. Just don't fire Sam.
Right.
Okay?
All right, guys.
And for my money, you could get rid of Sonny and Frank. And you could just have Sam call the games by himself.
He's capable.
On Sunday.
Absolutely.
Here is Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I just want to tell you that I was one of the people running the board during the Redskins thing. So if you want to fire anybody, I'm open to it.
All right.
And I was also the one who was responsible for the cleaning of the microphone pads.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's a good
And do they smell like licorice? Is that it?
Yeah, like...
Okay.
I hate to fire
like
Lisa, but as long as she's here, Alan...
Are you having another photo shoot today?
No, why?
Oh, you don't know the latest about the photo shoot.
What?
You don't know what's happening with that. It's a good thing that our general manager is on the telephone.
Why do people keep me out of the loop?
Yeah, well, no, Mike, this happened after the show Friday.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So you're being brought to the loop at the same time as everybody else.
Very good.
After the show Friday...
Is Alan still there?
No, I'm all ears.
Yeah, well, no, Alan, this concerns you. I heard about two dynamic, bold moves by Infinity Broadcasting. The first move was that we, along with many other Infinity stations, starting, I think, next Monday, will be running the David Letterman Show.
Wow.
Every night at 11:35.
Huh.
Thank you for the announcement. You scooped me.
And,
very good.
While, you know, there's no bigger Letterman fan than me, I'm just wondering, I was watching the Letterman Show Friday night, and, you know, he does the viewer mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great bit. And here's what it was. The letter was, "Dear Dave, what does the head carpenter on your show do?" And then they showed a videotape of, for about 2 minutes, of a guy out in front of Letterman's studio sawing wood.
Mm-hmm. Was there a narration to go along with it?
No narration. Mm-hmm. And then what he did was, as it turns out, here's the joke, he was making a big enough pile of the leavings of the sawdust that he could sit down in them as if he was sitting in, like, in a beanbag chair and turn on the Dr. Phil show.
Right.
Now, that was great.
But it was a visual bit.
Visually.
I see.
My question to you is, when we and these other Infinity stations, and I guess, like, this is going to be on Infinity stations throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
When this happens, will there be someone here who will say, okay, now the guy's sawing wood, and oh, look, the guy's sitting in a big pile of sawdust?
Play by play.
No, there won't be.
There will not be.
No, there will not be. But, you know, it is theater of the mind. That's what the beauty of radio is. So, you know, just use your imagination.
You know, if you did need someone to do play by play, could I recommend Sam Huff?
There you go.
All right, and the other thing...
Alan didn't respond to you there, Rob.
He never does. Hi, Alan.
He's got this thing going with Rob.
They love each other.
He refuses to say hello to Rob.
Wow.
And the other thing that happened right as I was leaving on Friday was Lisa showed me a memo that we received from one of the new chiefs at Infinity Broadcasting.
Right.
You know, they're constantly now swapping guys at the top here in this company.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And here's the decision from Infinity that no Infinity employee, meaning Lisa Herndon, is allowed to be nude anywhere, and that while they would rather Lisa not be in the Women of Radio pictorial, if she decides to, she is not allowed to say that she works for Infinity Broadcasting. She is not allowed to say that she works at WJFK or WYSP or KYCY.
Can she say the Don and Mike show?
No, she cannot say that either. So, Alan, I ask you at this point, what is the thought process there?
You know, I can't speak to that, Don, because I read it for the first time late Friday, and I know what you know.
Man, well, that's too bad.
You know, it's her idea, for goodness sakes, and it's good publicity for the show, and it's good publicity for all the radio stations that we're on. And I know that WYSP had a tremendous amount of hits to their website over the weekend, that the server crashed two or three times alone with people trying to get a look at Lisa's pictures.
You think we'll be able to, like, get an exemption or something like that?
Well, that's why I'm talking to right here, the big cheese.
Hey, Alan, can we maybe see if we can get an exemption for that?
I would doubt it.
And why? And this is all because of sex in the church, right?
Well, yeah, I can't speak to an email that was sent that I didn't send. So, in fairness, I'd rather not respond to that. Hmm.
Can you find out for us?
Well, let me see.
I'm sure I'll find out. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Lisa, okay. Can you give me a do you have a copy of the mail of the email? Would you bring it to me? Yeah. So anyway, Al, listen, have you given any thought to?
I thought that was an internal email, actually.
Have you given any thought to running Becker? on Sunday nights?
It's an idea. It's a lot.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
And
outside of football season, why not?
And I'm thinking there's so many great CBS shows. How about Hack?
You could run the whole Monday night lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, Raymond. I like that.
Raymond.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to cut into Ron and Fez, though.
Yes, dear. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And you can run Ron and Fez like tape delay.
And guys,
no.
imagine, can you imagine the ratings when they bring back Baby Bob?
Oh, my God.
If we could run the radio version of a talking baby.
It'll be strong.
All right, Alan. Well, thanks very much.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Just wanted to let you know that things were a little haywire here in the studio.
Well, I'm glad they're all I'm glad I could be of some help.
Thanks for pressing your reset button.
And someone must be fired.
Well, then I'll go find my eject button.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
All right.
Happy Monday.
Oh, hey, Al?
Yep.
Al, how are things going with our agents?
You got to. What are you asking me for?
Okay. All right. Nice talking to you, Al.
All right.
Bye-bye.
He's having a good Monday, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Alan. All right, well, then how
he
do
didn't
I...
hear you up.
What? All right, how do I pull up my email on this thing, for God's sakes?
Hey, you have to unplug the instant replay.
I'm on AOL right
you know,
now.
You know, just stab us in the heart.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Keep killing us.
I can get it. Hold on.
Got it?
Give me a second. I know what I do. I go to myaol.com.
That should work. Is that your AOL, Don?
Yeah, my personal AOL. That for me personally.
I'm guessing, you know, that it's myaol.com.
But see, first now I have to wait simply for the computer.
Yeah, because they
to log on. To
well, you can't expect the computers to the network to get up and running a little faster when there are all those memos to send out about, you know, nudity.
I'm not even getting onto yahoo.com, which I guess is our homepage. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. It's Wendell.
Hi, Wendell.
You can right click on the little AOL icon down in the taskbar.
Ow, hold on a second.
Wendell, turn your radio down.
Wendell, hold on. I right.
But thanks for listening.
I right click on the little AOL where?
Down the bottom there.
God damn
it.
Does everybody know we're doing a show?
Jesus.
We're doing a show here today.
Oh, my.
God damn it. You right click on the little AOL.
Guy, the little yellow guy.
Yellow guy.
Yellow.
All right. Yellow. All right. I clicked on the yellow guy, and it says instant message.
So can Lisa still be in the magazine like by just saying she's a radio producer?
I'm going to read you the memo. Hold on.
All right.
www.myaol or just AOL.com. Yellow! AOL.com.
Very good.
Beautiful. AOL anywhere. Here we go. Now I sign my screen name. World's Dumbest Millionaire. Password.
It's not Dr. Detroit anymore?
Password.
Dr. Detroit.
And here we go. And I'm almost in.
All right.
That's yes, I'm in. Welcome.
You said that before.
Welcome, World's Dumbest Millionaire. Mail. Let's go right to my mail. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Now we're cooking with grease. Loading your messages.
Good.
One new message.
Hmm.
Let me go to old mail. Old mail. Ah, got it.
Hold on a second.
Now, what are you waving?
Lisa is writing something to Donna.
Alan.
It's just in.
Alan, no.
Read that.
Alan, no.
He hinted at that on the phone.
That it's an internal memo?
Yeah.
Not to read it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What would happen if I read it?
Well, the general manager just told you not to read it.
But I've already said what was in the memo.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough.
That's good enough?
Yeah.
It says here that she could say, I work for a radio station in Kansas City or something like that.
Could she just say she works for a radio, one of radio's top producers?
Sure.
I guess.
I just want to make sure that we're able to, you know, and everybody that knows.
One of radio's top shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Still.
We'll find out.
Sucks on ice.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to kill it.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's the important thing.
Close yeah. that. And, close
and anybody that knows Lisa and listens to the show will know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
She's just not going to say it in the magazine. And they're going to miss out on publicity.
Some kind of a scary secret internal memo.
Yes.
That I'm not allowed to share with you today. But,
all right.
But that's the very latest from Infinity Broadcasting, which, as you know, is the hub of everything that's happening in the world of media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the latest.
Why do I feel like it was... Why do I take it personally? I feel like it was, like, directed at us.
No.
It really wasn't.
As always, we are just feeling the fallback.
We're just lucky.
Yeah. We're feeling the fallout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we happened to be in a in one of those metal enclosures
right
when the A-bomb went off.
Yes.
And now we've come out, and we're fine,
mm-hmm.
but everybody's so worried that we might do something.
That there might be unexploded shells all over the landscape.
That there might be aftershocks.
Yeah.
That
nobody wants to, you know, they all want to step lightly.
Walking on eggshells they are around here.
Sounds to me like we can get around it.
Yeah. I hope so.
I mean, we should go ahead with Lisa doing what she's doing.
The pictures are dynamic, even if she just has to be a girl, Lisa Herndon, who works for...
The important thing, it doesn't say that you can't do this. You just can't say where you work.
Right.
Let me reread it.
All right. Don't read it out loud.
I won't. I got to go all the way back.
And ladies and gentlemen, I say this with good authority. He'd love to read it out loud.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Well, perhaps there'll be some word of mouth. Maybe that'll work.
Let me just see. I got to type it again. There you go. And my password.
Well, I thought you just did that.
Well, you logged out.
I clicked off, so that I had to go all the way back through.
And it takes that same amount of like warp speed.
I'm here, though. Now I'm back on
Zoom, Zoom.
AOL Mail. Loading your messages.
Here we go.
And here, old mail. Got it. All right, I'm back. Click. Double click.
All right.
All right, I have the original memo. Okay.
Don't read it.
Now you're reading it.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Mike, let me paraphrase.
Don?
Yeah? Huh?
Just be careful.
I'm being careful.
Just be, you know.
I'm paraphrasing.
This would probably not be the best time to, you know, make them mad.
I'm just paraphrasing.
Right.
If she wants to, they won't stop her.
Okay, good. That's the important thing.
Nor will any adverse action be taken.
All right, well, then she can do it.
Good.
However, she can't say where she works or who she works for.
Then we're fine.
All right.
All right.
All right. So we can go ahead full speed ahead.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, I'm disappointed because it would have been good publicity.
Great marketing, really.
I think so, too. Well,
but that's that. I mean, it doesn't prevent her from doing what she does, and that's a good thing.
Amen. Right. And
then it's not that big a deal.
And the David Letterman Show coming to radio.
All right.
Next Monday night.
Can male employees still pose for magazines?
I don't know if there's any kind of...
Rob, I know it's been a dream of yours.
I've got a plane ticket to return otherwise.
But you can't mention the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
She can't mention that. You can just say that she works in radio. Now, a Playboy would...
Man, now, you know, we can tailor different quotes. Like, works for two of the greatest guys in the business.
National treasures.
National treasures.
Right. Now, if that will fly, that's fine. Gee whiz. You know, every day it's an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the great thing about being in radio, and it's the great thing about working here. Whether you come in and the equipment doesn't work, or you're finding out right before you go on the air that your company has decided to start running TV shows on the radio,
mm-hmm.
or if it's that your producer... who just wants to be in Playboy with the thought of helping out her radio show and all the radio stations. Every day it's an adventure, and for that I say thank you. That it's,
you say bravo to you.
Bravo to you, sir. And I think we should all get Davy Crockett hats and start wearing Davy Crockett hats or those three-cornered hats. Three-cornered hats that they used to wear back in the day, like in Paul Revere's day.
Yeah.
And here is Joe.
I had a question about the Letterman broadcast.
Yeah, Joe.
Is it going to be post-delay, or are they going to take the delay out of it? Because I was thinking at home I could watch the TV show and listen to my headphones in stereo.
Well, I imagine that that's probably what they want you to do, that we'll take it out of delay, hopefully, to run it.
Don?
Yeah.
I believe we're seeing the potential audience.
Yeah, look at that.
Someone's excited about it.
There's one listener.
Joe Ardinger.
That's a good thing.
And I'm a Letterman fan.
Yeah. You know, this is
I'm a huge Letterman fan.
This is going to be really great until they come out with stereo television.
Yes. But what happened?
Hi-fi.
What happened like tonight? I was looking into this before the show, and I was showing Mike that there's
a
link.
Does it start tonight?
No, it starts next Monday.
All right.
There's a link to the Letterman Show, and it says what's on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight he has Stupid Human Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you and I, we are very proficient at describing what's happening because we know that radio is a non-visual medium.
Right.
Dave, if I may be so bold as to call him Dave.
Go ahead.
He's just presenting stuff because he's doing a TV show.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, I think perhaps there might be an outside shot that if he's aware, I'm not sure how many radio stations this is going to broadcast on.
All the big ones.
Wow. But if they're hipping him to it, he'll be more aware of, of what he says.
I bet he doesn't care. I bet he's pissed off.
Yeah.
I bet he's pissed off.
You think he doesn't like it?
You know, I'm going to offer right now. Call Alan back and offer our services as a go-between to teach David Letterman.
Al,
hey, it's us again.
Okay.
We're just thinking about this Letterman thing, and I would be willing to offer up our services, us, Donna, Mike, to help David Letterman
make his television show more radio friendly.
You know, to help him.
We'd be willing to have as many meetings as was necessary. You know, to show Dave how to paint pictures with words.
Because, like, tonight he's going to have stupid human tricks on, and I'm sure he'll just have the guys come out and do the stuff, but he won't describe them.
If he had a little bit of the radio training, he could say something like, hey, look at that German Shepherd. It's now licking the milk out of the guy's mouth.
Well, I think he's going to be more understanding to the fact that it's going to be a radio program as well.
Now, you know, I wouldn't know this myself because I'm easygoing, and God knows I'm so easy to direct. Mike is like silly putty. The two of us, we're a managerial dream.
Absolutely.
But I've heard talk that David Letterman at times can be hard to get along with. He's a little snippy. So I'm thinking you call to one of the big rats up there at the CBS House of Cheese,
right?
And you go to the biggest rat you can, and you say, listen, I got an idea. Why doesn't Dave get together with...
why doesn't he fly down here?
Why doesn't Dave, fly down to D.C. and...
Or we could, have a neutral meeting, like, say, in Wilmington, Delaware.
Have a couple of days where we can learn Dave about radio. We can...
Send us out to one of those, like, Eastern Shore ranch houses where they have all those Middle Eastern meetings.
Yeah. Or like that one time when we worked at that other radio station and they had that that retreat where we all had to get together, all the people from the radio station.
Right.
And we stayed in log cabins for a weekend.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Just delightful.
Anyway, if you would just throw that out there that
we're team players and we wanted to offer our services.
We're willing to help out David Letterman. Al?
Yeah, I'm listening.
That's right. The offer. I just wanted to share it with you.
No, I listen. It's a strong offer and... I can't say I'll get a strong response back, but
very good.
Well, we're making the offer, though. I mean, we want to make this thing work.
We just wanted to, let you know, and through you,
team players,
that we're team players,
right. Team players,
all the way to the top of the Big Cheese House.
Team,
let them know, team, that we're looking at what now? Just a week until this starts.
One week from tonight. And thanks for scooping me, by the way. There's a memo coming out.
Well, Alan, it's no secret. I mean, the press release has already been released. The press release has been out there.
Think of all the printer ink we just saved.
Well, not ours.
What? Well, ours hasn't been sent out?
No.
Oh, the national one is.
But you know what? I'm glad you guys did it. That's great.
But the national one is out there that has WJFK as one of the stations.
That probably went out a little bit earlier today, yeah.
It went out, is it WNEW New York, which is a joke since they're going to be playing records soon. WYSP in Philly, it's on their webpage. That's where I saw it.
Right.
WJFK, KLSX, the station in Los Angeles, I think, is doing it.
And we wanted you to know that we're on board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
That somebody has to sit David down and say, David, you do a fantastic television show, but let's face it, you don't know a lot about doing radio. We have two guys who are big fans
and love the show and really could make the show radio friendly.
Yeah, we could give them some helpful hints.
Well, I will pass that along.
All right, fantastic.
And it is 15 radio stations right now.
It is 15. And don't forget my other ideas. I'm thinking, Without a Trace. There's another great CBS show that could be...
you mentioned 60 Minutes.
Could be run on radio, yes, 60 Minutes.
Yeah. Actually, I think we are running 60 Minutes in some places.
Are we?
Very good.
I think that's already... They already took your idea.
What about Survivor?
That's a great idea.
Excellent.
Survivor. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, why not just run CBS during the entire day?
Yeah.
Except 3 to 7.
Yeah, well, except 3 to 7. Just run run the soap operas.
No, what you do is you bring the CBS network cameras in here.
Right. Put this on TV.
There you go. Yeah. You just,
synergy.
We scratch their back, they scratch ours.
Synergy.
All right, Al. Anyway, we're big believers in this.
All right, guys. Well, keep up the good work.
Alan,
thank you.
We're behind you. Alan, would you please say goodbye to Rob?
Who?
Rob Spiewak, please.
Alan, Alan, it kills him when you don't say hi or goodbye to him.
No, I usually do, but it's on Fridays at about 7 o'clock.
Just on Friday?
Yeah, when he puts on his pretty flannel shirt and goes around saying hi and bye.
Hey, it's great. Alan, we've got Rob on microphone now, so you could maybe say something to him.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Bye.
Oh, very nice.
That's terrific.
Very, very nice.
All right, bye, Al.
See ya.
See you later.
There he is. Alan Linewand. Big Al, your radio pal.
Wow.
What an environment.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, man. You know what? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Well, how long is it going to be before they have Letterman doing out, live appearances from, after his shift is over?
Well, listen, if you know anything about David Letterman, you know that he is a recluse.
Will he be commenting on it tonight?
Beyond recluse.
Do
I don't know.
Hmm.
Frankly, I don't know.
I'd love to. I'll certainly be tuning in to see if he makes mention.
We'll tape it, and if he says anything about it, we'll play it for you tomorrow.
It'd be fascinating.
I mean, I was in radio 13 years. I got out 2 years ago because of all this BS, and now you hear something like this.
You say you're a radio guy?
Was.
Sorry, we have to immediately disqualify you from this discussion.
Sorry about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. When are you guys going to start talking about your weekends? This stuff's boring.
The idea of David Letterman being on the radio station bores you?
Again, sir, let me just... I had to do this the other day. This is hold on. Just listen now.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
All right, do you know who that man is?
I think it's Bob Barker.
That is Bob Barker.
Legendary CBS broadcaster Bob Barker.
Listen to what...
I got off on the wrong foot.
Listen to what he's saying now.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Okay.
I understand. What I meant to say was... I really enjoy Monday mornings, Monday afternoons, listening to your...
You know what? I guarantee if we had come in today and the studio had not been in disrepair...
I know.
If we had not had to start the show over, and if none of the equipment worked, by now you would be hearing about the lesbian moments between my wife and Buzz's wife. Trust you.
Hey, see that? You know what he did, kids?
Yeah.
All you amateur broadcasters out there. That's what we call a backdoor tease.
Tease, but trust me, it's coming. Thank you. Of course you'll be listening.
Of course. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan, but you guys will talk about your weekends, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into any detail on mine.
I'm with bated breath.
You know, really, I mean, you should understand that's really Don's thing. That's what he does on Mondays. And, you know, occasionally if I save a life, I'll mention it. But other than that, very rare.
Fall through the window on a boat.
That's right.
Mike, I want you to know I'm praying that you hook back up with your wife.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir. I appreciate your sentiments.
I really do.
Very nice of you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And I'm hoping you marry a starlet next time.
Don, I appreciate your sentiments as well.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name's Joe, and I'm calling from Biloxi, Mississippi. How you doing?
There's a shock. What can we do for you, Joe?
Listen, man, I've been listening to y'all for about a month now, and they don't play you every day over here. They just play you, like, on the weekends.
How them casinos doing down in Biloxi?
They're doing pretty good. Man, I love y'all, man. You guys are great.
Thank you, my friend.
I have one question for you. There's these other two guys that come on, Lex and Terry or something.
Oh, yeah. We know them well.
Sure.
Yeah. They've been talking about, it really bothers me because I like you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about
what?
Some guy named Sam Gavaris that used to date your wife.
Yep.
And that your wife Frida keeps his picture up all around the house.
Well, that's absolutely true, sir. You know what is true is that my wife did used to date a guy who works down in Jacksonville, and you see the whole point of that was to have some Nimrod like you. Call us and mention it on the radio so that then they get their names talked about on our show.
Well, the reason I was calling is because he was...
Now, did you listen to what he just said?
Congratulations. You have facilitated the plan of these lesser disc jockeys to have their names mentioned now on our show.
Now, it's not something we approve of, but you've gone and done it anyway, and I think you really owe us an apology.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm very sorry, but he was saying that you...
No. Now, wait a minute. Now, what you're doing, you've apologized, and then you're starting all up with it again. We don't want to hear what they had to say. Do you understand?
The whole reason that a lesser show like these guys would talk about us is on the hopes that some really dumb guy like you would manage to get through on our air and mention them and what they're doing. They're looking for attention.
But we don't want to hear what they said. We don't want any other stations or shows mentioned on our show. Do you understand?
The answer for these guys you're talking about would be try to break into, let's be generous here, a top 50 market. And then perhaps we'll acknowledge them as actually being in the radio business.
Yes, sir.
But when your biggest claim to fame is being on in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, they're going to take shots so they can get noticed.
Yes, sir. And he said you got busted.
No, listen, I am not going to let that happen now.
And I don't listen, and I'm just listening to y'all, and I'm sorry.
You know what, you're a complete...
I do apologize.
No, you don't apologize, because actually now that the fact that you went on with that...
Hold on
a second.
Yep.
The fact that you went on with that, now I think you're a setup.
Sir?
Sir? May I tell you something? Too dumb to be a setup.
Too stupid?
Too dumb to be a setup, really. I think just a dumb guy, a well-meaning guy in Biloxi.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I want to tell you something about these guys, whoever they are and who their names are, and I'll give them the prominence that they've been looking for on this show, these guys. Their names?
Lex and Terry.
Lex and Terry. That's right. Why don't you ask them about the bestiality charges against them?
I wouldn't call them because I hate them, and I just
want
to tell
ask
you.
Ask them about the time that they were caught with the sheep.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Yes,
could you do that for us?
Call them and ask them about the time that they were caught making love to sheep.
Yes, and
filming it.
The sheep were not willing. They weren't dating the sheep.
Underage.
Right. They had to slip the sheep some sort of date rape drug in the sheep's food.
So that they could have sex with them.
Call them. When are they out? In the morning?
Yes, sir.
Call them first thing tomorrow morning, early.
Immediately.
The earlier, the better.
And say, attention, Lex and Terry, kings of Biloxi. I called Don and Mike, and they wanted to know, where's the video of you guys having sex with sheep?
Could you do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Now, what is it with this sir thing?
He's a plant.
No,
I bet my home on it.
I'm from the South, and everywhere...
Don't bet your home. Too dumb to be a plant.
I don't own a home anymore.
I know you don't, which is why you can just throw that around.
I think he's playing dumb.
No, I always call my elder sir. I'm 23 years old, and if someone's older than me...
What do you do for a living?
I work at a TV station. I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. What do you do? Is that your only job?
No, sir.
What else do you do?
I'm an ophthalmic technician.
You're what?
Ophthalmic technician.
Really?
Ophthalmic technician. Well, you understand what a cutthroat business radio is, and generally, those who do, and those who don't try to think up ways to get those who do to talk about them. Or they have sex with sheep.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I really am. I just thought that it would,
I mean, listen, if you're going to mention a name like Howard, everybody's heard of Howard. If you're going to mention somebody like Imus, everybody's heard of Imus. At least keep it in the realm of guys who are in our stratosphere.
Right.
Not guys who come out of our stool. Not guys whose claim to fame is being on Morning Drive in Biloxi, Mississippi. Trust me, I could open the window right now and reach more people screaming at cars driving by than these guys reach on their radio show. Do you follow any of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then let's turn the corner, and now I'm going to, once again, Maverick, I'm going to give you the chance to eject.
Yes, sir.
That would mean hang up the phone.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
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 And Rob, we got to start getting the Top Gun music in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard the phone hung up. No.
Danger zone?
Are you still there?
It might have been a quiet hang up.
Never even heard a clue.
Think he's still there?
I think a lot about this guy.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so? Well, we'll let it get back to them that, wow, they...
Statistics would bear it out.
They just turned our show upside down. Whoo! Man, is my ass red.
You doggy.
After that prank call from the kings of Biloxi, Mississippi.
Howie.
Wow!
You know what they don't realize, though? If we ever chose to, we could make it personal.
We could.
We've done that before.
We could.
It's gotten real edgy.
Yeah. We'd have to find out a little bit about them.
Sure.
Yes.
Find out what other meccas they broadcast to, like get a list of some of the stations in Arkansas. Oh, hold on. What is this? Okay, I've got some news on them right here.
Huh.
Here we go. Look, Mike. They sell do-rags.
Very nice.
They sell do-rags. And they sell T-shirts. Here you go. Lex and Terry can be heard throughout America on stations like, it doesn't list the station, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Very good.
Biloxi, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And Gainesville, Florida.
Ooh. Is that it?
Wow. Yeah, that's all it lists. Wow, let me just tell you something. I'm S-ing in my pants right now. I mean, you know, we fought radio battles against the biggest and the best.
This is true.
But wow, when you're telling me you got two guys, you've got the power of Tulsa, Gainesville, and Biloxi behind them.
Watch out.
And they want to start talking trash about our show.
Amen.
Woo! Boy, I'm scared. I'm thinking about quitting the business today because of Lex and Terry. I don't know their girls' names.
Be Lexi and Terry.
And are you still there? You know, he must still be because we've not gotten the dial tone yet.
He's from their show.
We haven't gotten the dial tone yet. All right.
Is
hello.
Lex?
Not on my show.
It's Lex.
It's a crap detector owl show.
Now, that's an appropriate call right there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That was Terry.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I'm just letting you know I'm one of your black listeners.
Well,
I want to call in and let everybody know that you do have some black people that listen.
Right. We do indeed. We know that.
Rob, make another notch in your book.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
But you know what? I've been listening to you guys for years. You guys have been on for a long time.
Yeah. In the words of Mr. T, we pale, but we can wail.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're blue-eyed soul brothers.
And that's okay.
Thank you, my friend.
In fact, I'm going to turn you guys on to some of my real thuggish friends.
I like that.
Oh, good.
And bring them by sometime.
Good.
Yeah, I sure will. You know what you guys should do? You should come to a club and let some of my buddies that are drug dealers buy you some drinks.
You know what?
You know what? What a thrilling offer. I can't believe how nice you are.
We got the flavor.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I've been with a white woman since 18 years now.
Okay, you say you haven't been with a white woman for 18 years?
No, I've been with a white woman
for... Oh, bit. I should have been married for 18 years.
So have I.
Have jungle fever. I have vanilla fever.
So have I. More than that. Well, let me just say, sir.
Yeah.
You, my Caucasian.
That's it.
If I could steal something from Larry David. You, my Caucasian.
I got a joke for you guys.
No,
not allowed.
No? Eject right now, Maverick.
Yeah,
eject.
It's always good. Say bye-bye.
All right, later, dude.
All right, bye-bye.
There you go, and...
Be the man.
Hang up.
Oh.
There you go. Come on.
You wanted me to say something.
No.
When I say eject.
Eject means hang up.
Hang up.
I wasn't ready to hang up yet, man.
All right, ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Eject.
You the man.
God damn it. Eject.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to hear about the lesbian thing with your...
I will get to it as soon as you eject.
All right, because I'm trying to get my girl of 18 years...
Right. Eject.
Do some of those things.
E-J-E-C-T. Eject.
All right, man.
Okay.
See you later.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You, my Caucasian.
Right back at you.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Come on.
Old Hagrid. Bye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Okay.
Oh, my.
All right.
All right. Now, we're going to get on track at some point.
Let me just say, that's one for the time capsule.
Absolutely.
Right there. This opening segment here today, you know, I don't know when it... when we're,
Yoo-hoo!
I don't know when we... You know, for God knows how long... We've not sent out an audition tape for a job.
Right.
For I don't know how long, but I think right there, what you've just heard, the last 45 minutes or so...
A highlight reel.
Who wouldn't want to hire us based on what they've just heard?
I'll send a copy of it to Biloxi and Gainesville.
Amen.
And don't forget Tulsa.
Oh, who could?
And don't forget Tulsa. Let's clear the lines now and start today's show with a call 100. Phone number is 877-365-3636. Secret Sound, $1,000 on the line. Good luck, you animals. Call 100 right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what?
I got up this morning and I'm driving to work and I'm listening to the radio and the announcer says,
"The Don and Mike Show."
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, "Don, how can you make money showing those repeats?" Well, the answer is simple.
Volume, volume, volume.
Famed gay magician, Don and Mike.
And, well, another heavy treat here behind the scenes. Those of you who are fans of Rob's bellowing laughter,
you're not going to hear that today.
Now, Rob is, Rob's got a personal situation, and he's had to leave, and he's been replaced by studio technician.
There's a silverback gorilla in the studio.
Charles Broyhill. Like the old days.
The way it always used to be around here. It would be Don and myself in the studio with Charlie Broyhill back there.
And you know, he's loving that. He hates having to come in here and actually do the show with us.
He doesn't like it at all. And we love having him around.
Hello. Not in my show.
So there's that.
Hello. Oh, no. Am I doing this correctly? Hello, Don and Mike. Please, don't tell me everything's breaking now. Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike.
There you go. Hi, what's your name?
Kent.
Hi, Kent. Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Kent, you've got the NFL Watch from NFLWatch.com. High-quality watches from all 32 teams, including the schedule watch. I don't know about you, but I'm proudly wearing my Bengals watch today.
And another fabulous Packers sweater.
Today, well, it's...
How many do you own?
It is a big game tonight.
All of you them. Own a total of...
I really Packers stuff.
Sweaters particularly.
At least eight.
Eight, okay. Yeah, I thought you had at least a week's worth.
I have on the Packers sweater.
That's my favorite of the Packers sweaters that you have.
The Packers under the sweater shirt.
Not a trace of the real Packers colors in that sweater.
Nope, that has the logo on top.
Right.
And, of course, as you can see down here, I'm wearing my lucky Packers yellow socks.
You have Packer underwear on?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. It was dirty.
Very good.
Big game tonight. Need Brent Favre to score me 27 points to finally win my first fantasy game tonight.
Good luck. And, people were asking me, as a matter of fact, over the weekend, why, what was I thinking when I traded Brett Favre? And I said, really, it was to bring you joy.
You just made a little boy happy.
I mean, really.
I am happy.
I mean, I'm out of it. You're out of it. So I figured, you know, I'd give you the guy you wanted all along.
By the way, you've also won the Fox a Sunday No More Drama prize pack. That is a Fox fleece pullover.
Thanks for Tory Holt, incidentally.
And he caught a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, but it's just, I saw, you know, it's just not the same.
And a home spa treatment kit, and that is from Fox TV. Now, you'll play for $1,000 if you can identify secret sound number 3, which is a an everyday sound that you would hear in the kitchen. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, we'll play you the sound, give you 30 seconds. Mike, do you need prompting
no,
on the
no,
music?
No, not at all, Don. Go ahead. Ask me the question.
Mike will be singing like?
Avril Lavigne. All right.
This is so horribly produced.
Very good.
The fact that she's just whispering it into your ear.
It's my fault. It's my fault. I you know, the time where I was eating my sandwich could have been spent setting this up.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound worth $1,000 American. And you know, without Rob being the guy to start things, there was no Sacramento dance.
That's right.
The guy's from Sacramento, and now you know.
He's just a skater boy.
Yeah. Now you know where all the Sacramento stuff really comes from.
Right.
Just look at Mike sitting here.
I was thinking about my song.
Sitting here calmly.
Yeah.
Hands on your knees.
Well, we haven't finished the call yet, have we?
And you, sir, my friend from KHTK in Sacramento, what is the sound?
Oh, you know, I didn't even hear it.
Okay, now he's going to dance.
Now Mike's going to dance. There.
Have you call the caller one.
Charlie, you've not seen the dance before, have you? You've never seen it. There. Let me play you the sound again, sir. Just... I'm just saying, you're getting a special version today, Charlie, just because you're here in the studio. For $1,000, what is it? Hello?
Mike's setting a microwave door.
Dang! No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, it's got nothing to do with the microwave. Thanks, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Tomorrow is, I love this joke, Election Day, or as our Japanese friends say, Erection Day.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we will have Joe Ardinger,
out at various polling places.
Oh, good.
With a bullhorn. Joe is running for whatever office you would like to write him in for.
Very good.
He has a very simple platform. First, the decriminalization of pot.
Uh-huh.
Second, higher speed limits.
Right. That's good.
And third, the return of Ren and Stimpy.
That's reasonable.
These are all serious,
very
serious
good
issues for Joe.
Yeah.
We will send Joe out tomorrow to polling places to see if anybody will actually write in the name Joe Ardinger. And really, we don't care what you write him in for.
Right.
Governor, assemblyman, yes, Mike, your hand
John,
is up.
I have a dilemma.
Yeah.
As many of you might know, in June of this year, I changed residences. I moved out of my humble abode, and I moved across a county line.
Yeah.
So my question would be, what do I do in the area of voting, and can I vote, or am I not allowed to vote since I live in a different county than where I lived in June?
Do it more. Most of the Americans that I know do.
What is that?
Don't vote.
Don't vote. I'd like to avoid that. I'd like to know if I could vote in my other, in my county that I was in at the beginning of the year. I'm not sure whether I can do that.
You still got a driver's license that has your wife's address on it?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you're set.
You can vote in your old district.
I can't.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'll do.
You're set.
Straight libertarian. As usual.
The weekend. Okay, here we go. The weekend. Well, first, my weekend was ruined because, and I'm reading here, and not ruined, but I was looking forward to it. I'm reading here that Spider-Man, the movie, the DVD.
Came out on DVD, right?
It was the biggest selling one day DVD ever.
Mm-hmm.
Sold 7 million copies on Friday.
Right.
And something like 12 million copies over the weekend.
Right.
Well, I went to we were out doing stuff, and I went to Best Buy. I went to Blockbuster. I went to Price Club. And everywhere I went, I was greeted with nothing but empty racks.
Wow. That's because it's this area.
Yeah, because everybody in the world wants Spider-Man. Now, they had it on VHS, which is fine, but I want the DVD because I want the extra DVD that shows how they got the crazy swing from building stuff.
You know, when I heard it was coming out on video on DVD of the big release date, and I immediately wanted to get it, and I decided I'd hold off and I'd wait a couple of months just to give you a chance to get your copy.
Well, Mike, I wish everybody would have thought that way. So I was not able to get it, and my wife and I were out running around and decided to go to a movie. Oh, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself here. How could I forget this? First, it was sushi with the Burbank.
Yes. Friday night, you had a dinner date with the Burbank family,
right?
Friday night, with Buzz and Marcia, I had the pleasure of going to Buzz's house.
Mm-hmm.
Been a couple of years since we've been over there.
Right. You had sushi at his house?
No, we went out to a restaurant, but first we met at Buzz's house.
Right.
And normally we do it the other way around. They come over to our house, but we went to their house. Mm-hmm. And it was a couple of years. And once again, I just have to say, I am amazed at Buzz and his lifestyle and his house and the fact that it's like walking into a model house.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know if it's because Buzz is barren and not able to have children. But all I know is that we got one kid, and he's almost 18 now, and our house still, except on the one day a week that the cleaning lady comes in, always looks like a tornado zone.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into Buzz's house, and I mean, immaculate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everything in its place and a place for everything.
Yeah. And no one there during the day, right? I mean,
right.
Buzz works and his wife works.
We got the tour. We went downstairs in the TV room.
I understand that even the church mouse works.
Where Buzz has his replay TV. He doesn't like TiVo. He has replay TV.
Right.
And he has two different units. And he even has numbers on them.
Yeah.
He has a big number one on one of them and number two on the other one.
Right.
He has all of his various remotes, all of them labeled, mm-hmm. Brightly labeled.
Yes.
Quite bright that he's got.
Are they glow in the dark?
No, but because of the white lettering, they're easier to see. Yeah,
and, he's got VCR, DVD, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he showed me something that he's got, which I think is fantastic. It is a giant coffee table, which sits in front of his two captain's chairs,
right,
that are in front of his big screen TV. And he said, "Do you like the table?" I said, "Oh, I'm thinking it's a normal table,
no.
It's a coffee table. It's nice." He said, "No, look at this. You lift up the top, and it's on hinges, and it actually springs towards you, turning it into A table you can eat off of.
Like a dinner table. Or a,
wait, no. did you make this yourself?
No, no, they sell these.
Right. Is it incredible?
You know, it is.
Mike, it is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
got storage space. Well,
it's really
want
cool.
One.
Oh,
You know how you, like me, you're used to eating in front of the TV.
Yeah, I love eating in front of the TV. Yeah.
You got to bend over and hunch, and you get the food all over yourself and all over everything.
Yeah.
With Buzz's thing, his gizmo, you press a button, and the thing comes up and actually moves towards you. The top of the coffee table lifts up in the air. It's on hinges. And it slides towards you, and suddenly when you're sitting in this captain chair there watching TV, you've got a table in front of you that you can eat off.
Perfect height for eating.
And I bet you could, you know, it doesn't have to be a formal meal. You could just, like, put snacks there and everything else.
All of that, yeah, formal or not, either way.
And, of course, everything is labeled. Everything is done alphabetically.
Wow.
All of the CDs, all of the DVDs, all of the videotapes.
That's incredible.
Brought us back by his Bob Vila workroom.
Yes.
Where he
has, Buzz has a workshop,
yes,
doesn't
do,
he?
Yeah.
Where he has every tool known to man and...
All, like, perfectly in order.
Bench, pegboard.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I guess he's done work with this stuff, but he just would be immaculately clean.
And he sawdust on the floor or anything like that?
No sawdust, no nothing. And, my God, do you go through... The Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lord help me, I drink the Mountain Dew.
I know you think that I'm a stockpiler, but he's got under...
What are you drinking, the Diet Code Red now?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
He's got
good for you.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Got like 12 cases of this thing.
Really?
Of this beverage. All of them, of course, neatly packed, one underneath the other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You walk down by his basement, all of the rooms have sensors... So that you don't have to go looking for the string to pull the thing to get the light bulb to go.
You walk into the room, the light goes on.
Walk in the room, the light goes on.
Well, where do you get those?
Yeah, you get them at Home Depot.
Wow.
It's about, I mean...
You have to wire it, though, right?
No, it's easy. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
When you're Buzz...
Hey, don't worry, I rent.
Yeah.
When you're Buzz, this is the type of life you're...
I'm not going to do any major modifications.
Ah, this is easy.
You know, I'm amazed at all how clean it is, how space age it is, how everything has its place, and there's a place for everything. We have a cocktail that we decide we're going to go to this restaurant. As we're leaving Buzz's house... either my wife or Buzz's wife, either Freedom Marshall, one of them, they mentioned the fact that I guess they were in the bedroom and
before we got home,
and Marshall was getting undressed in front of my wife.
Was there a sensor that did that?
No, there was not a sensor, but
she changed her underpants in front of your wife.
Yes, and they pointed that out to us, and when we got in the car to go to the restaurant, it was. And me and Buzz in the front seat, and the wives in the back seat, which I think is pretty normal when you have...
So your wife basically got totally naked in front of Frida?
Yeah, while Frida was laying on the bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I had not heard that.
No, yeah, she was laying on the bed.
Laying on the bed watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when did you get that?
Well, I found that out over the weekend. Marcia said that over the weekend. That Frida, she said, here's where Frida was laying when I changed out of the bikini pants into the thong.
Now,
my God.
Exactly. Why would that be?
Wait, this has happened before.
And
there have been brushes, yeah.
And in the back seat, you know, we did that thing where the men ride the front and the girls ride the back. They were hugging, you know, under the guise that they were cold.
Frida kind of put her head on Marcia's shoulder. Marcia put her arms around Frida.
And there was lots of hugging going on.
Well, they've done this before.
Yeah, but then...
They've always been interested in each other. Yeah, I mean, I listen to these stories when they get together, and it's always been my impression that they like each other physically.
Yeah, chemistry
But this thing about getting dressed, and Buzz, now this is...
Was there anything that happened before the undressing?
Not that we've been told.
No, hold on a second.
Not that we know about.
Frida, her state of clothing, was that ever revealed?
I don't think it changed, but we weren't there. We don't
She's
know.
She's switching patties?
I don't know. And now, this is the first I'm hearing this. I don't know why my wife, first of all, if your wife says I'm going to change my clothes, why my wife would go in the bedroom with her.
You shouldn't really be surprised when you bring her into the den of iniquity.
Sweetie.
Baby, you're interrupting my shopping.
Shocker. Baby, how is it that I didn't hear... That you were laying on the Burbank's bed while Marcia was changing her underpants in front of you.
It was quite a show.
Can you explain to me how it is that you're laying on the bed of Buzz and Marcia while Marcia, in front of you, is changing her underpants?
Okay, I'll call as my first witness. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Buzz, is there a chair in your bedroom that I could have chosen to sit on? I don't remember.
By design, no, there isn't.
Well, there you go.
Well,
that's
okay,
why I was sprawled across the bed.
Then I ask you, as my first witness, if Marcia says, hey, I have to change my underpants, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Wait for me.
Really, what are you doing in there? What are you doing in there while she's changing?
I'm kidding. Girls do this.
Yeah, but while she's changing her underpants?
I didn't ask her. I didn't say, could you slip out of the panties? Could you turn, spin for me? I mean, she did the changing. You have to get her on the phone. I just was the voyeur.
And did you see everything?
I think she mentioned that night that she reminded me that she did not change her lingerie on the top. So I did not see that half.
No, but I mean, did you see Bush?
Well, I have to say that I was chatting with her, and yes, I had the panoramic
wow.
view. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Wowzy, woo woo.
Wow, and then what was the deal when we were going to the restaurant with all the hugging and stuff?
I wasn't hugging. I just was relaxing in the back seat and kind of sprawled back there. Mm-hmm.
They are attracted to one another.
I'll tell you why. I mean, I know this is all kidding, but, you know, I dislocated my hip, and I have not been able to have sex. I mean, I can't even get my jerk on. I cannot.
Still?
Yeah.
You said you did.
One time, Fried and I did.
One time.
And it set him back.
I thought you were back.
Grimaced in pain.
No,
I thought you were back and better than ever when you did that.
No, negative. It was a giant setback.
Yeah.
Right.
As a matter of fact.
Boy, that's tough.
And now, even now, I can't. And I was talking with the therapist who suggested that possibly for the next, I don't know how many ever weeks, the only way that I'm going to be able to have relations with my wife is going to be standing up.
Oh, God.
And I've never done it standing up. I can't imagine.
Well, you could stand up and she could recline.
Well, we were.
That's why God invented
the canter height and other things in our house.
That's why God invented, kitchen tables.
Well, and today, Frida, as a matter of fact, was sitting
that's
on the.
That's the way to turn your son into Karen Carpenter. I think the idea.
Well, you don't have. I mean, I'm not. He's not going to be having a chocolate milk while you're doing that.
She was sitting on the kitchen counter today.
Yeah, well, would you want to dine at our house just knowing that?
And we were talking, and I said, "Well, no. It won't work on the kitchen counter because it's up too high. I'd have to stand on my tiptoes. It'd have to be lower. So we've decided that we're going to have to buy some kind of stool, like a drum stool.
A pneumatic stool.
Perhaps that goes up and down. But just walk me through this, that you get to Buzz and Marcia's house. She says...
She's in her work clothes.
Yeah, I'm going to change into something casual. You go in and lay on the bed.
I think she said slip into something more comfortable.
And then in front of you, she just drops trowel?
Well, and as part of the changing, yes.
Mm-hmm. And she was changing her underwear?
Yeah, right. Well, to tell you the truth, I was pleasantly surprised by that development myself. And I know that was in store for me, but, you know.
And in Frida's defense, with all the mirrors, it would be impossible to look away.
Right. And, you know, when in Rome or when at the Burbank.
Yeah,
right. Well, now did you take your pants off?
No, I was already changed when she arrived.
Oh, I got you.
Do you remember any more details about the changing?
What kind of underpants?
I remember. I have a photographic memory about that, but I don't think.
What was changed out of and what was changed into?
Well, what kind of underpants?
Fairness to the lady, I will not describe.
Well, no. Honey, just tell me this.
It's all right.
Did she change into some type of a thong?
That's what she told me, Frida.
What, that she was wearing a thong?
That she changed into a thong, I believe, to accommodate the pants.
But tell you the truth, when it got to the actual putting on, I glanced away.
Oh,
so I did not see.
Well, the show was over then.
Sure you did.
Isn't that what all people do when they're going out for the evening, though, if it's going to be a Friday night? You change out of your business underwear into your evening underwear.
Right.
And I'm always every.
You know, with women, sometimes you wear if you want to wear a pair of slacks and you don't want panty line.
Right. And men too.
Oh,
right.
The whole concept, though, to me, I know that girls are different than boys, but the whole concept of me, you get over there to her house, and I know you got some time, because Buzz and I are still doing the show, mm-hmm. and she says, boy, you know, these underpants are riding me or whatever, they're killing me, I got to put my other underpants on. Why don't you just wait out in the wonderful living room that Buzz and Marcia have?
We were chatting. If you were at your Buzz's house, you know, you take your cigar in there and watch Ellie chase it.
I would. Listen, I am as close friends with Buzz as with anybody. I guarantee you, Buzz says to me, hey, I got to change my underpants. I say, I'll be waiting in the car.
But let's point out, let's just, for the record.
It's not an issue with Buzz, I mean, because he wears no underwear.
Well, right. Just for the record, though, that is your relationship with Buzz. Not all your male friends do you have the same relationship.
Mike, you don't count. You don't count, Mike.
That's right. We liberally change in front of each other. How does this underwear look?
But, you know, kind of oogie. You know, just the thought, yeah, Buzz. The thought that...
It doesn't turn you on a little bit?
No.
Knowing that maybe, you know, in that moment of changing... Suddenly the changing goes to touching, goes to caressing.
Well, here's the thing. There's always been that subtle...
Goes to petting.
There's always been that subtle undertow of lesbianism between
those
two.
Ever since I can remember you talking about Frieda and Marcia, there has always been this kind of a discussion.
They have kissed before in a limousine.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody dared them to or anything. All of a sudden they were kissing. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, at the gay bar, you were very demonstrative in your feelings towards Marcia.
I have great affection towards Marcia.
Really?
Really.
Would you ever consider having sex with her?
As much as I... Believe me, I wish every day that I were not heterosexual. I think it would be so much easier.
You kissed Marcia at that gay bar... When we had to go pay off that bet against those fag bowlers.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
That was a joke, yes. Yeah.
So watching her...
Guys don't joke like that.
So watching her change into her underpants, that wasn't a joke. That was just a girl thing?
That was a girl thing, and yeah, that was just being girls. Girls in front of each other. It's no big deal.
Or maybe you might call it natural curiosity.
Well, I did not mean to look when she did.
You didn't mean to look.
I could not help myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, how,
I have to say that.
How is she down there?
Well, that's what I can't. I don't reveal secrets about my lady.
Buzz, may she reveal a secret? I mean,
she can say anything she wants.
Would it be? And I think what we're speaking to is the type of gardening that is done,
or if there is any gardening.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Oh,
I spoke out of turn. Sorry, Buzz.
It's all right. Fair guess.
Well, what type of gardening does Marcia have down there?
You would approve 100%, my darling.
Oh, really nice triangle shape?
Nice, big. Conservative.
Big, full?
No, not like big full. Oh, like she's Albanian or something.
Now, that's an insult to Albanian women.
Well, I thought that was a pretty safe group to insult, if you have to pick one.
I've now gone beyond the landing strip, and I actually like when it comes up to the little point.
Congratulations.
Little tree shape.
You're getting closer and closer to the pie chart.
You're getting
closer and closer to the
clump of
the pie chart.
No, I'm not. I'm going in the opposite direction. You don't understand. I'm saying I like even more... Like the landing strip. Now it wouldn't be a landing strip as much as it would be. A tiny little.
You like a guy's like tiny sideburn? Is that what you like?
Not that tiny, but just like.
Oh, like a Star Trek sideburn.
I'm quite fond of designs.
Okay, I gotcha. Anyway,
what do you want? Like the Superman emblem or the Batman shield?
Whatever floats the woman's boat.
Oh gosh!
All right, honey. So you actually saw Marcia's?
Yes, I did.
Vaginal area.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and all right. And by coincidence, we went out for sushi.
Huh?
So right, write your own joke there. And honey, didn't you like me marvel at how clean the Burbank's house is?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, why not? They're both, I mean, I didn't expect it not to be clean.
But, I mean, I live in amazement when I go there. It's so clean.
I was nervous and embarrassed because, really, it wasn't up to standard. We didn't clean before you guys came. That was like, it'd been a week since we cleaned, really. So,
but you're big picker-uppers,
need a coat of paint. But, yeah, everything's sort of neat and tidy.
You know, after I had my discussion, Don, about being neat now that I'm on my own and everything being very neat, I think I kind of let it all just hang out all over the weekend.
You walk into
my house right now, you'd find dishes spilling out of this thing. You'd find a lamp. I bought a new lamp for my TV room in a box. All the cardboard out of the lamp, where I assembled it, is all sitting in the middle of the floor.
You know why?
In fact, I might even have a couple of Reese's peanut butter cup or wrappers.
Because you're a man.
Yeah.
You're a man. You say yours is clean, Mike. I expect it's clean on a man scale.
Yeah, well, now it is.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, it is. And I have somebody that comes in once a week. But really, it's just today you would walk into that house and the house is a total wreck. And I don't even count the office, which has got, papers and personal and confidential all over it.
Well, that's your whole
life. You walk into my office and find out every detail about my life.
Oh, God.
All right, baby. I'll see you later.
All right, boo-boo.
I love you.
I still swing your way. Don't worry.
I know you do.
Okay.
And great news, you were able to pick up that Spider-Man today?
Yes.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah, when I was at Blockbuster canceling our son's, sometimes it's fun to be a mom when I was canceling his subscription to Blockbuster.
You know, we give him a credit card and we say
him one. We realize the error of our way.
We say it is for emergency only.
Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed how many emergencies happen at CVS for about $4.
And 7-Eleven. She comes downstairs today, and now normally I'm used to getting this, when she comes down with a bill, and she got the look on her face that says, I'm pissed about money.
Right.
And I can see that she's got a Visa bill in her hand, and I'm thinking, what have I bought? What have I bought? And she says, look at this. And I go through a couple of different swings. The first I look at it, and I'm fearing that it's me, then I see, please, it's not me. It's the boy. It's the boy. And suddenly I'm able to bond with my wife as I say.
It's a good feeling, isn't it, when you gang up on somebody else?
$1.67 at 7-Eleven. $2.48 at 7-Eleven.
Charging those kind of things on a credit card.
There's California pizza oven on there where he's taking a date, I guess. And I wonder why he was not eating much at home, and now I've discovered.
And we found out why he eats every meal in his car.
Wow.
Every meal in his car. And he's not just loyal to 7-Eleven. He goes to Shell. He goes to Exxon. And he's not even...
Fine dining.
I said to my wife, if he was smart, what he'd do is he would fill up the gas, then go in and buy the Doritos and the Gatorade, whatever he wants. But he just goes in and charges like $3.82.
Right.
Exxon. Well, we know he's not putting 1.1 gallon of gas in the thing, for goodness sakes.
So it adds up after a while.
Yeah, what a mess.
Sugar Bear, you know what? You should, come to think of it, you should encourage him to keep that credit card because there were some charges with you that I would like to discuss, but I was just distracted by his unauthorized charges.
I understand that. The difference would be that I have a job and I pay the bills.
All right, I'm letting you get by on that loophole.
All right, sweetie. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye, all right. Sweetie.
Bye, honey. So it was very interesting with the Burbanks.
Yeah. How was the sushi?
Who knows? Who knows? I was so caught up in the lesbian action.
Right.
And at dinner.
How did the date end?
Well, I was really left out at dinner because, the three of them.
Yeah.
They had the whole big discussion about God and everything.
Theology.
Discussion on
not going to church, and I'm just sitting there waiting to talk about something that I can actually pipe in on.
I felt badly for you because I was aware of that at the time that it was happening.
I always thought that you were quite opinionated when it came to theology.
Well, I am.
I actually paid attention. I jotted down notes, and I'm kind of
my opinion
following
is,
that right now.
Anyway, my opinion is you can go to church or you cannot go to church. That if you're religious, God knows you're religious, and you don't have to be a lemming to go into church every week and say the same goddamn, pun intended, readings every week, and that, like, you're going to get some kind of brownie points where a guy goes, oh, hey, there's Don, look, okay, he's in church this week, that's a good boy.
I am really at a fork in the spiritual road, as far as I'm concerned, and
I got two little avenues that I can take as far as my belief system, mm-hmm. and they couldn't be more different. But I'm staring at them right now.
Yeah.
One says God will conquer all. God will take care of everything. Everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
The other one, we are right on the verge of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the whole thing's going to just. I mean, all the crap we've been going through, everything happening, we are on the verge. And I'm, you know, for the first time in my life, those crazy people that have been talking about it for years and years, I'm thinking, you know, this whole Iraq thing. I just have this feeling. I think this Iraq thing, if we go to war with Iraq, it's going to go. And, you know, every day in the news now, you're hearing more and more about people saying when they're not going to support us and everything. And it's going to be, you know, one half of the world versus the other half of the world.
I guarantee
and
you
the world's going to blow up.
I guarantee you this. And I've had a change of heart on this because for about 7 years, I'm like a stupid lemming, got up every Sunday morning and cleaned up and went to church. And I realize now I'm just wasting my time. I'm just wasting my time, because if in your heart you believe in God, whether it's Buddha or Allah or whatever, and you try to live your life the right way, you're a schmuck for going to church every week, unless you personally get something out of it.
No, that's the whole reason to go to church.
And I finally realized that I wasn't getting anything out of it. It was just a big pain in the ass. And once I told my wife that, she said, well, if you feel that way, then you don't have to go.
I don't really want to go, and I've been looking for this for years, to the type of church where somebody's talking about the events around us.
Right.
Where it's not really talking about, you know, exclusively the Bible or necessarily even God, but just talking about, you know, you talk if you live your life the right way, living your life and trying to be a good person and world events. I believe in that. I mean, if somebody's going to listen, if somebody's going to talk to me, and I'm going to listen to somebody preach at me, I want to hear what they have to say about the world around me.
If you go in, you want to come out with the feeling that you're leaving with more than you went in.
And you want to clear your throat before you come out.
Yes.
And really, I finally came to the conclusion I would rather sleep or watch TV.
I think I know what your problem is.
What?
I think when you go in there, you know, it's the old syndrome of, like, actors that go to a play. You walk in there. And no matter who the guy is, it's up at that pulpit. You say to yourself deep inside, somewhere deep inside that brain of yours, I could do a better job. I want to be the guy that's telling everybody. And you know what? To a small extent, I feel the same way. Maybe it's because we've had this radio show for so long, but I really get up there and I go, man, I could just spice this up.
It's the same script every week.
It is the same script. And what I'd like to see
I've memorized the book.
I think they ought to move off of that page and modernize it a little bit and talk about what's going on around the world.
You're fine with the G-Man, whether you go or you... I'm not talking about stupid Liddy.
No.
I'm talking about God. You're fine if you go or if you don't go. Mm. But I was left out of the conversation because Frida was talking about how she has some, you know, Buddhist belief or something, and then Buzz and Marcia were going on.
All right, guess what I caught today?
What?
I caught the guy today. It's on Channel 9. Mid-morning. The spiritual guy, crossing over guy,
John Edward. Tread lightly on that topic, Mike.
I will, but I watched him today.
Although I will tell you something that my wife told me over the weekend when we were talking about the carny.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You don't know how much respect I pay to your opinion." That when we were talking about that carny, our phones were lit up with people from Philly. He was in Philly over the weekend, telling us how he does all those tricks, and she said, well, you should have put those calls on the air. And I said, I'm not putting those calls. I'm not going to come home to an S storm because I've spent a half hour talking about what a carny John Edward is. But she'd like to hear it. If anybody knows how these guys can pull off these scams.
I don't have an opinion, a firm opinion either way after watching it. What I will tell you is, based on what your wife said about her experience up there and what I saw today, he kind of ran into a brick wall today. The lady that he was talking to today, he was saying, I forgot what he was talking about saying. He saw a particular event happening, and she said, no, I'm not familiar.
I see an event, and it involves a... a green tree and lots of lights, mm-hmm. and are there presents under the tree? Does this sound like an event you've been involved with before?
I know what he was saying. He was saying that somebody in the family, a boy, was named after this lady's father. And she said, no, nobody I know. She said, well, there's some... And then he went from, well, it's not the name, but it's maybe...
he was close to that. No, not that. There's somebody, is a son? No, we don't have a... And he kept going. I said, well, there's some parallel. And that was it. And it didn't sound as convincing as... but yet he is strangely just unfazed by it, and he doesn't...
Yeah.
He's not as manipulative as I thought he would be.
I find him to be very manipulative. When I watched
him... You think so?
Yeah,
I thought he was going to be totally manipulative, where he's going to be like, kind of like snapping his fingers and going, yay,
no,
here we go, yes, here we, you know.
It's a low-key manipulation.
But you know what? And I'm not... I know this is a very sensitive topic, and I'm speaking as a guy who just saw the show today. When a comedian is going to go in front of an audience, a guy that's a brand new comedian has a much tougher road to hoe than a Jerry Seinfeld, because when Jerry Seinfeld hits the stage, or any well-known comedian, people are there and they're expected to laugh. They know that's the response. I think it's a similar situation when people are in his audience, because they know that they're supposed to react a certain way, and I've read about that, where, you know, you've got it's a foregone conclusion.
Well, Rita told me that
people are going to want the guy to win. They're right. going to help him out.
Right. She said when they were in the audience that she had to stop her mom
from volunteering,
from putting her hand up every time, because the guy was saying stuff that was so generic that it was like, I'm seeing World War II. Well, her mom would want to put her hand up because, of course, you know, my father-in-law served in World War II, and my
right.
Rita would put her hand up. I'm seeing a blue Chevrolet. We have it. No, Mom, put your hand down.
Right.
Like everything that he would say.
And I think that's what he counts on. But I don't know. I mean, right. You know, I know it's a sensitive subject.
We got a break. And the last thing I have to say about the weekend is that we went to see the movie Autofocus.
I'm so glad you went to see. I wanted to hear what you thought of that.
The Bob Crane movie. Greg Kinnear is freaking amazing.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
As Bob Crane.
Yeah.
He is really amazing.
I mean, and as good as it gets, he cut his teeth as a terrific actor.
All I know is that there has to be more to the story than was portrayed.
Yeah.
That they made Bob Crane in this movie.
Did they sanitize his perv-ness?
No. If anything, it's over the top. And there's one scene in particular. William Dafoe, who's creepy enough anyway, plays this guy, John Carpenter. And Bob Crane, they just discovered video cassettes. And they're popping in a video cassette of Bob Crane banging this girl. And Greg Kinnear, who's Bob Crane, he says, wow, would you look at that? Would you look at the ass on her? Boy, am I getting turned on. And he undoes his pants. And he starts J-O-ing. And William Dafoe says, oh, yeah. And he undoes his pants. Now, you're seeing it from behind them. So you're seeing just their backs and the TV screen. But you see them making, like, the turning Japanese faces. Mm-hmm. And you see the arms moving. And I'm thinking...
They're doing it at the same time?
Yeah.
And this is odd because...
All I know is that it really... I know that that's part of what Bob Crane's life was about, but there had to be more than what was portrayed. I don't think that it was a fair portrayal...
Of Bob Crane?
Of Bob Crane. I'm sure he was as perverted as they're saying he was. I'm sure that he had sex with thousands of women, and he loved taking movies and taking videos and everything else, but he couldn't have been the creep that they made him out to be. That's all. We both felt the same way. Frieda and I left. She said, what did you say? She said, I felt sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so did I. I felt sorry for Bob Crane.
Well, it was, you know, I've always been a little hinky about that term, sex addict, but...
And not enough Hogan's Heroes.
Right.
Not enough.
And isn't that why you really were disappointed?
Yes. Well,
you wanted more Colonel Hogan.
I thought, when they originally came up with the plot, they said, Greg Kinnear's going to play Bob Crane.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make Hogan's Heroes into a movie.
No.
Not enough.
No, it's the seamy underbelly that you...
And like, I can do this in 30 seconds. They know we have to break, kids. Like, he'd be in the middle of a scene with Clink, and all of a
How was the guy that was Clink?
Not bad. Okay. Not great, but not bad.
Right.
All of a sudden, Greg Kinnear, Bob Crane, would start to think about his life. And as he was in the scene with Clink, all of a sudden in his mind's eye, you see Clink saying, Hogan, don't take naked pictures of girls, Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this. And then Schultz says, wouldn't you like to F this girl?
Oh, really?
Wouldn't you like
to laugh? So, like, that's all, even when he's on the set, that's all he's thinking about?
Preoccupied with this, and it was just, we left, and we went, it just felt bad for Bob Crane.
Did you like the movie?
No.
Oh.
No, didn't like it.
Yeah.
No, negative. Did not care for it. I know there has to be more to it than just what we saw.
Like, they didn't give the balanced portrayal.
Right, there wasn't the balance. Although it was funny at the beginning.
In some way, he was, you know, you wanted them to focus more on all the people that he got out of the Stalag 13.
It was funny at the beginning, he was a disc jockey.
Oh, yeah?
Because
yeah.
He was a DJ at the beginning.
How many people in L.A. were?
Okay, we got a break. Okay, everybody's coming in, making the signs, giving us notes. We got a break. I enjoy, Charlie, just so you know, I know it's been a while since you've been back there.
Yes.
I enjoy the subtle touch of Rob. That Rob will subtly touch me on my genitals as a way of letting me know it's time to go to break.
Right. Lisa's very harsh when she comes in here.
So stay right there.
Is Charlie in here?
Yeah, he's right there.
Well, hello there.
He's right there.
Didn't even know you were in the studio.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right.
Here in the victory circle, I can't get it.
Here it comes. Wait, shake it, shake it, shake it.
She's having quite a
Don and Mike show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Nobody in here.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right.
Let me see what I got here. I got a list. It was given to me by all people, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz knows how I love a good list.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This is from Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities. Things overheard. This is not a joke list, right, Buzz?
No, this is real.
Things overheard at the STD clinic.
Oh, really?
Sexually transmitted diseases and stuff. hello, Donna Mike.
That's rude.
Oops.
Maybe that was somebody with a sexually transmitted disease that was called.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Don.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that I totally admire your relationship with your wife and your son. I think you guys are great.
Well, thank you.
And I'd love to hear Frida when she's on.
Well, I try living with her. I hear her all the time. All right. Thank you, honey.
All right.
Much appreciated. Hello, Don, my show.
Hmm. A lot of that today.
Hello.
Hi.
You know what? It's just, I don't know if it started with the machines not working right today.
I think that has something to do with it.
There's just something with the configuration
right.
of the way things are happening now here today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Is Mike there?
I'm right here, sir.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to pass along some to you. I'm in the military, and there was a church or a service I used to go to, and the priest, before he started every worship, would ask for us to pray for the Red Sox, and I figured you would appreciate it.
I'd be there.
There you go.
I would be in that church.
Shows you there is no God.
That's all that. Oh, stop it.
Hello.
My God.
Don and Mike.
My God.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
My mom.
Hey, Mike, couldn't you smell feces as soon as Charlie walked in the room?
Charlie who? Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah.
You know what? I will tell you. You know what? Now you've ruined it. Because I was really going to say at the end of the show that he went the entire show without soiling the studio. And now I know he's capable of this. He's going to work one up.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is going to soil the studio. But it's been a remarkably smell-free show so far with Charlie Broyhill in here. And now he's going to come over here probably and do it up.
Charlie has a new companion, fresh from Spain. He hasn't seen another chunk of his tiny baby. Charlie's dying to play with his new companion. It doesn't mean any harm. It's a simple but dramatic moment, like Tarzan meeting another human for the first time.
Charlie. Good to have Charlie Broyhill back with us, at least for a day.
Yes, it is.
Charlie.
But in the course of battle, peace-loving Charlie ended up a casualty. He lost a finger to a sharp set of teeth. Charlie had to leave the group and recuperate by himself.
Leave the group. Wow. That's what he was doing. That's why he hasn't been in the studio for a while.
Charlie was often drugged before he was rescued and brought to Monkey World. So he knows how this works.
Brought to Monkey World.
Monkey World.
Monkey World.
Charlie lost a finger to a sharp set of teeth.
Mm. Next time on Monkey Business, Charlie makes the big move.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, love you guys.
Thanks.
You're the best. Hey, go Packers.
Yeah, go Packers. Yeah, they better go tonight. You bet your ass. Need Brett Favre to have a big game tonight.
Me need
to beat Charlie Broyhill. I'm playing Charlie Broyhill in our fantasy league tonight.
Back at Monkey World, Jeremy has to hold down the fort and look after Charlie. Jeremy would love to spend all day with Charlie, but there's too much else to be done.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah, he did.
Hey, I think Jeremy's left the group for a while.
Charlie is recovering well and no longer needs constant supervision.
Right.
With the orangutan birth about to happen, it will be hard for Jeremy to find any time to spend with Charlie over the coming weeks. A solution will have to be found soon. Charlie needs to be with other chimps.
Charlie.
Aren't you glad you're back? Would you at least say something to acknowledge?
Yeah, I mean, you haven't said a word today.
Would you at least acknowledge God's that thing. You're back in the studio?
I've always been quiet.
Yeah, I know you've always been quiet. True. It's your thing.
I know you've always been quiet.
It's like Letterman on radio.
Charlie's a big proponent of that move as well.
Amen, brother.
Okay, here you go. Overheard at a sexually transmitted disease clinic.
Lay them on us.
The quotes below are complaints reported by clients of Room 111, a public health clinic in St. Paul. People with STD.
Any of them Governor Ventura?
I don't think so. Let me see.
Jeez, I'm burning up.
Here's a good one. My last period looked like meat.
Oh, that's gross. Ooh.
I went to a party, had a few beers, woke up in a closet later on. My face stunk and my D hurt.
Jeez, wow. These are nasty.
My pubes are falling out, and the sun hurts my crotch. These are not made up. We're not going to some joke service.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, you know what? If it was a joke service, it wouldn't be funny.
Right.
I have reason to believe my penis was exposed to LSD when I...
J.O.?
No, when I...
When I complete...
Right.
When I complete...
I have flashbacks. Oh, there you go. Now, who hasn't felt like this?
Uh-huh.
My balls feel soft and mushy. I be messing...
Isn't that the way they're supposed to feel?
Well, not too mushy.
I guess not too mushy, yeah. Right.
I be messing with these nasty women from Minnesota, and they won't tell you they got something unless they mad at you.
Wow.
How am I supposed to do lap dances smelling like a dead fish?
Oh, God.
I got the dripper. Here you go. I'd always be the guy that said this. I have food chunks in my urine.
Oh, God. Oh, that is nasty.
Ouch.
I had sex with my daughter's fiance and douched with Lysol. I'm feeling a little raw down there.
Oh, my God.
I think so.
I have so many scabs on my butt, I'm losing my mind.
Huh?
Oh, not good.
God, these are gross.
I need your help. I'm a real man.
Oh, my God.
I live at the VA, and my roommate has his girlfriend from Minneapolis over. They throw ticks at me that bite my neck, and when I pop the sores, they smell like vagina juice.
Oh, that is nasty. Yeah.
Is that going to get deleted?
That is bad.
Why should it?
Can't, here you go. Can't you put the swab in any further?
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
I had sex with my baby's mama, sex with my other's baby's mama, and my other's baby's mama has disease.
Oh, my God.
Complicated.
The last time I had sex, I passed something that looked like cream of wheat before it's cooked.
Oh, God. Oh.
My cervix hurts when I jiggle.
These are all real quotes from STD clinic.
This came from Buzz. I don't know. Where did you get this, Buzz?
You know what? I don't remember. I'll have to check. But these are actual complaints that have been published from St. Paul.
Doctor, the seam in my circumcision split open.
Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, dear.
I be messing with my ex-wife and my girlfriend, and I don't trust either of them. My whole body smells like a menstruating woman, especially my armpits.
Eee.
That's not right.
And finally, my favorite, my pee smells like ham.
God.
How great is that?
That is nasty.
How friggin' great is that?
That is nasty.
That is a good list.
Oh, my God.
Which leads to another list I have been sitting on. No pun intended,
right?
For a while, a website that we discovered for butt toys.
Oh, yes. You mentioned this one.
Now, this is something I've just been waiting for the right day, and today seems to be
butt toys.
The right day to bring this up. The website is blowfish.com.
Now, nobody knows really why it got that name, but it's an interesting name.
Now, all I know is that Divine Interventions makes high-quality silicone butt toys.
Butt toys.
In the shapes of religious figures.
Hmm. Oh, dear.
And as you can see right here, you have, on the first page, Mike, the baby Jesus butt plug.
Oh, my God.
Glory to the newborn king.
Oh, no.
Perfect for altars, baby showers, and secret Santa gifts. The baby Jesus butt plug is designed complete with swaddling clothes. He's 4.5 inches long, 1 3/8 inches in diameter, at the widest insertable point. Shown in pink. Also available in glow-in-the-dark white. $29.95.
You know, I'm not sure where the connection is here, but...
No, that's got to be a weird fetish.
Kind of a strange thing.
Here's a weird one. Here's a picture for you, Mike.
What is that?
This would be a solid glass dildo.
Oh.
S-curve. These individually handcrafted dildos are intensely, stunningly beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, you know, I guess before they're used.
We adore them. The minute the sample arrived in our office, we knew immediately we had to carry them. Yes, they're glass, solid glass, smooth, heavy, and cool, with startlingly lovely multicolored swirls at the heart.
Here.
Pretty enough. Now, this is a dildo, okay? Pretty enough to grace your coffee table.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, I've seen the birdcage.
Your pagan altar.
Remember the birdcage? They had all those little knickknacks lying around.
Your sculpture garden or your knickknack collection. Shaped and sized to be completely functional, quite solid and durable, but they are glass. So be careful if you plan to use them for sex. Like all glass sex toys, please exercise caution when handling.
Yeah.
The S-curve glass dildo...
Don't want to chip it.
...has a graceful S-shape for G-spot or prostate simulation.
Oh.
With a pronounced head and an extra bloop just beneath the head.
Now, I would venture to say you're using something like that, and it breaks during the throes of passion.
Right.
You're in a world of trouble.
That's $79.
That's a ripoff.
Now, let's say that you're an animal lover, Mike.
I am.
How about the dolphin dildo?
Oh, I think that's fantastic. Now we're talking animals.
How could we resist these smiling dolphin dildos? Smooth and sensual, like the animals they're based on. The blue dolphin dildo comes in 3 sizes. The smallest has a totally insertable length.
Can I take a look at it?
Of 3 7/8. There it is.
That doesn't look like a dolphin. Is it the one up top?
Yep. The medium has a total length of 5 5/8. And it's 1 7/16 in diameter at the widest point. And the large is 6 inches long and 1.5 inches wide.
I think your finger's over the dolphin.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. Each of the sizes has a different styling.
What's the name for the one up on top?
The small has a slightly more humped back, giving it a curve. The medium has a definite curve, good for prostate stimulation. And the large is mostly straight. All sizes have been back-ordered. This item will take 4 weeks for delivery.
What, the end of the page you were showing me?
Yeah.
What's that one up on top?
This one? That's the dolphin.
No, the dolphin's below it. isn't it?
No, that's the penguin, Mike.
Hmm. That doesn't look like a dolphin, Don.
Well, I'm just showing you from the website.
It looks like a...
I know, it looks like a black guy's thing. But this one says the penguin.
So the one below it is the penguin?
The one below is the penguin.
Okay, I think they're cheating us.
Here we have another, oh my gosh, he's so cute dildo from the same folks who make the dolphin dildo. This little penguin has a total length of 4.5 inches and is 1 inch in diameter. The ridges of his shoulders and hips make for lovely sensation of any type of insertion play.
Yeah. Mm.
How can you resist his sweet grin?
I'm not buying it if it's not made of glass.
Let me see. And he is $26.
And I like nice, cool glass.
Mike, well, here you go. I've got nothing but glass dildos now.
Now we're talking.
As you can see, they have an entire section.
Dildos. Wow.
Glass dildos.
Glass dildos.
Mike, how about the blue ball glass dildo?
Sign me up.
It's a very lovely glass version of the ever-popular multiple bloop toy that we sell so many of.
Yes, that's the one that's got like all those little rounded, it's like balls stacked on top of balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you know what they're talking
about.
Well,
I just saw a picture of it.
You've got 5 bloops on a straight shaft.
Mm-hmm.
The head bloop is very rounded and made of blue glass.
Yep.
The rest of the dildo is clear glass. Since it's made of glass, the dildo is both hard and smooth, so you get a lot of pleasure, pressure, and control without a lot of friction.
The 3 PCP.
That's $119.
PPC.
Wow.
Pleasure, pressure, and control. And, hey, that's just a party on a stick.
Now, Mike, this one right here.
What do we got here? Look at that devil.
What would you think that baby is?
As far as, like, the cost?
No. The name.
The name, that would be the rocket ship.
No, you're very close. Well, I mean, it looks like a rocket ship. That is the glass juicer with blue spirals.
Yeah, but I don't want to drink that at breakfast.
For those who saw the HBO Real Sex feature last year about the juicer-shaped glass dildo...
The juicer.
This is not the same toy. It's not from the same company, but it's a similar design and less expensive than the HBO one.
That's what I call fresh squeeze.
It's a cool toy. It looks like a citrus juicer. With ridged heads, its ridged head sits on the end of a straight shaft, which sits on a wide, flat base.
This is not the best fresh squeeze juice I've ever had.
At the bottom of the base, there's a handle, so you can insert it and rotate the thing with a handle to get a twisting sensation that's unusual and intense.
Man, people go to a lot of trouble for this kind of stuff.
Plus, the top of the base has a series of bumps along the face for stimulation, and then they name all the various parts you can stimulate.
The juicer.
All of this and the pleasure of glass, too.
There you go. It's got to be glass. You know why? Glass is cool.
Super slippery and super solid. These juicers are the only glass toys we carry.
But be careful. It's glass. Don't break it.
That are safe for anal.
Oh, dear.
These are the only glass toys safe for anal.
Right.
Although, due to their size, shape, and hardness, we don't recommend them for anal beginners.
Oh, God.
This is $139.95.
Not for beginners.
Wow.
Then you have the glass juicer with clear bumps.
You want to keep a few cars in that garage before you use our juicer.
Then, Mike, let's move to, yeah, the glass. Mike, our next category is...
Metal dildos.
Metal.
Money metal dildos.
Aluminum Venus. Made by the same artist who makes Venus the Observer and our other very popular inner space acrylic dildos. This is an aluminum version of the ultra-curvaceous Venus.
Well, fantastic. Already you've got the advantage of lightweight.
All you metal fetishists out there, don't say we never did anything for you. It's great for anal exercises, as well as being a fun toy. $88.95.
A bargain.
How about this?
Anal exercises.
Hmm.
Betty Dotson's vaginal barbell.
Hey, Betty. Oh, Betty. Betty Dotson. Yes, sir. We all know Betty's good work.
Designed by Betty Dotson, the vaginal barbell is made for exercising the PC muscle.
but has lots of other uses as well.
You mean the body has a politically correct muscle?
Well, no, it's something I can't say on the radio. I'm just using...
I know that one. C.
And what's your favorite car? Do you like the Taurus?
The Taurus, yes.
Yes. Have you ever driven the CLI version of that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I get jokes.
CLI Taurus?
Very good.
This goes especially well with a vibrator on the...
Taurus.
On the Taurus.
Right. And a nice fine wine.
It makes a fine companion to an anal toy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's nothing stopping you from using it as a regular dildo.
There you go.
Similar to the Keglicizer, Benny Dotson's vaginal barbell.
Keglicizer.
Excuse me.
I think that would be
Kegel.
Kegel.
You're right.
For the
Buzz.
Kegel muscle.
Yeah, just calm down, you.
Kegel.
Buzz, yeah, I love Dick.
Buzz is coming out of his chair over there. Right
anyway, let me see.
I got it from Lamaze's class. Thank you very much.
We don't recommend the vaginal barbell for anal.
Barbell.
Since the bulges at the base may not be wide enough to prevent it from slipping in.
We're going to pump you up with the vaginal barbell.
And then, Mike, right here we have. Oh, look at that now.
What you got there is happiness.
The Chrome Egg.
It seems like a simple product.
Smooth and cool, heavy and solid.
Not for long.
This gorgeous metal egg has a wonderfully sensual feel and heft to it.
My egg has a stain on it.
The smooth surface makes it completely comfortable, while the weight, just under a pound, makes it impossible to ignore.
Sunny side up.
There's a hollow tube going through the length of it, so you can thread a bootlace or something through it to make it easier to pull out.
Or simply make whistling noises.
Jesus, it's got a hole, so you can put a string in, so if you get it caught in there, you can pull it out.
And if the string's long enough, I see there's no reason why you can't wear it as a necklace.
How about this?
Wear your egg around your neck for easy, convenient operation.
Mike, the penis ice mold.
Oh, thank you.
This penis-shaped ice mold...
Oh, boy.
...is supposedly meant to make ice cubes for drinks.
Right.
Generating big laughs at parties. But we think it has a much better use.
Yep.
Namely, making ice dildos.
Or if you're a little tender down there.
Ice dildos have lots of uses, from dominance play to just cooling down on hot days. And they're self-lubricating. Do be careful about using an ice dildo. Let it get a little melty before you use it. Don't do anything so vigorous that you might break it.
Yeah, I remember a Christmas story when the kid's tongue sticks to the pole.
And don't leave it inside
something. There's the really quality medical advice you're getting. Shock or something.
Yeah. Not recommended for anal.
I would think not.
Let me see. Then you have...
Is anybody ready for a fudgicle right now?
Our next category is...
Vinyl butt toys. Vinyl butt toys.
How about this? The trailer hitch butt plug.
Hey, there you go.
A hefty, rounded butt plug with a ball-shaped head and a smoothly tapered neck.
Created by somebody who's very observant.
If you've been looking for that really huge butt plug...
Yeah, buddy.
The very large may be the butt plug of your dreams.
Yeah, and then you can stick it on the back of your car and get a boat.
And then finally we go to the last category.
Jelly, metal, and other butt toys.
And you have aluminum Uranus. Made by Innerspace, this butt plug is both comfortable and substantial.
And it matches the siding on your house.
Tapered neck and a gently slanted base.
Mm-hmm.
It's made in metal for a cool, smooth, weighty feel.
Cool seems to be the operative description here. Nice and cool.
And then finally, right down here, the last item is we have the bendy jelly butt plug.
Hey, look at that thing.
A nicely shaped jelly butt plug with a tapered tip for easier entry.
Looks like something you should find in the Star Wars bar.
Best of all, that has a definite bend in the middle to give a bit of leverage, getting it inside and helping to tickle the prostate just right.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Please note, we have found that sex toy jelly tends to lose its bounce over time.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't affect the feel of the toy, just the appearance.
Well, see, that to me is not a good value then.
Mm-hmm. But we thought you should know.
I go right back to the aluminum.
Yeah. They also tend to get a bit sticky just sitting there between uses.
Or if you've got the disposable glass.
So we suggest you wash them before each use.
Is it fresh blown glass?
Incidentally, and this is, they say this is the bargain.
Right.
Because the bendy jelly butt plug is only $10.95.
I could write a jingle for it right now.
Go ahead.
The bendy jelly butt plug.
Where is
loses its shape after five uses.
Whereas the aluminum Uranus is $128.
Hi there. Can I interest you in an aluminum Uranus?
The trailer hitch butt plug is $42. Penis ice mold is $15.
You know, of all the things you've mentioned, seriously, for the novelty effect, the penis, it's the ice mold?
Yeah.
Did they mention the dimensions, Don?
Hold on. Penis ice mold. let me see. 5.5 inches long.
There you go.
1.5 inches in diameter at the widest part.
That's better for practical joking. The larger, the better for practical jokes. You know, because that way you could just be casually walking by somebody at a restaurant and just have it, you know, and stick it in their drink.
Your chrome egg, $35.
Yeah. That's sculpture.
Betty Dotson's vaginal barbell is $63.
All the Dotsons love them.
Aluminum Venus is $88. A glass juicer?
That's expensive.
$59.
Well, that's a better bargain than I thought.
Blue spiral glass dildo, $59.
Mm-hmm.
The glass twister is $73. The blue ball glass dildo, $119.
Not anything on there made of titanium?
No, Mike, the penguin is $26. The dolphin is $44. Oh, and I forgot. The parrot decorative butt plug.
Thank you.
This friendly-looking bird.
Polly want a dildo.
Decorating the base of this butt plug has a free-moving ring in its neck.
Ooh.
You can dangle things from it, attach a leash to it.
Uh-huh.
You can get two plugs and link yourselves together.
Oh, my. Yeah, but, I mean, you're never going to make any progress that way.
Heck, you can hang your car keys for all we care.
I guess, actually, if you walked, if there was enough, like, chain link between the two of you, you could kind of walk down the street together.
On a more practical note, the ring makes it easy, indeed, to pull the plug out.
Yes, and I really, you know, it would be my impression that when you use that type of device, you'd always want to have some sort of retrieval mechanism.
Yeah. Right, well,
you know, we don't want a Richard Gere on our hands.
That's why during the glass egg,
right.
The metal egg, they had the hole you can tie a string to.
But in my opinion, they didn't give enough uses for that, because I really do think a nice little necklace, that would be fantastic. Or, in a bad case situation, you know, we've heard all those horrible stories about people being nasty. You could use it as a weapon.
Hello, Leah.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I bought one of those dildo ice cube tray molds, and
atta
I tried to take the ice out of the penis, out of the dildo.
Yeah.
And the ice gets caught on the shaft, and it won't come out of the mold.
So you're saying you've had a problem with the ice dildo.
Right, coming out because it gets caught in the shaft.
So does it break? Does the shaft? You say it gets caught. I thought a mold would
be. Right, you get caught. You can't even take it out of the mold. It gets caught on the head of the penis.
Yeah, so it gets stuck to the mold.
Huh? Hello?
Right.
Yes?
May I suggest you call, what's that ugly broad's name at Channel 4?
You want to read Liz Crenshaw.
Liz Crenshaw.
You want to call Liz Crenshaw, the consumer reporter, and have her do an expose on that.
Well, I also got pregnant by one of those, too.
By an ice dildo?
Yeah. I don't know how it happened.
How could that possibly be? It's
I don't
ice.
Know.
What are you going to have, a water baby?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, honey. All right. Well, that's your story, and you're sticking to it. Mike, I know you find this hard to believe, but
what
our lines...
What mine buys an ice dildo mold?
Our lines are now jammed with people who want to tell us about their love of the various butt toys we've been describing.
Man, I love our listeners.
Bring and trust me, we'll get into it. We'll be, no pun intended.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The living tree lizard?
Mm-hmm. It's a vicious oviraptor. It feasts on bird eggs and lays its own eggs in the nest. The unsuspecting mother bird cares for them until the babies hatch and devour her, too.
What a chump.
It's already wiped out the dodo, the cuckoo, and the nene, and it has nasty plans for the booby, the titmouse, the woodcock, and the titpecker.
How vile!
The Don and Mike Show.
So, talk
my failure.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Really good Simpsons last night, man.
Yeah. The Halloween Simpsons, right?
Really good, man. And you got Steve-O and you still didn't watch it?
I haven't watched The Simpsons in 6 years.
Jesus Christ. One of the best. You can't go wrong with cloned Homers,
right?
when there's 300 Homers on a screen.
That's got to be funny.
And he's driving around in a truck, and the truck is just full of Homers,
right?
And then he starts shooting them. Shooting them in the head.
Shooting his own Homers.
Shooting Homers in the head.
Evil Homers.
And then it was like an Island of Dr. Moreau thing.
Right.
Where Dr. Hibbard turned everybody into animals.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Ned Flanders was half man, half cow. And he asked Homer to come milk his teats.
He didn't say tiddly eats.
No, he didn't say tiddly eats. And then King of the Hill was not bad.
Right.
But see, at 8:30, you got to go between King of the Hill and football. Mm-hmm. Then at 9 o'clock, you're just screwed because you got the Sopranos, and we'll talk about them later today. And you got Malcolm in the Middle
right.
at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, too much good stuff.
Right, this
and
is true.
All of it on at the same time. And anybody,
Sunday night is jam. They cram all the good stuff on Sunday.
And anybody that was watching the last part of that San Francisco Oakland game, and I think it got out to most of the country after 7:30 East Coast time. If someone can explain to me how it is that San Francisco gets the ball in overtime, and on first down and on second down, the Raiders blitz and blitz and blitz. And it's second and nine, third and eight. Then it's third and eight, and they go to that goddamn cover two. And every time...
What is cover two?
That's where the guys play back.
Okay.
And you have a cushion in front of the receiver.
Right.
Where the goal is, you don't let the receiver get behind you. So everything is in front of you. It's almost like a prevent defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the old prevent defense, right?
Right. Well, the problem is on third down, doing this when they're running backwards, making sure no one's in front of them, 5 times in a row, Jeff Garcia just runs for a first down.
Because there's no coverage.
Right.
In the middle of the field.
5 times in a row in overtime, Jeff Garcia runs. I'm pulling my hair out at the TV going, blitz him! Blitz him! Put a spy on him.
This is San Francisco, Oakland?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Doesn't Oakland have that boy wonder coach?
No, the boy wonder coach is in Tampa Bay.
So who's coaching Oakland now?
Some doofus. Because they started 4-0 and now they're 4-4. And I'm watching this last night, and I'm dying because...
You want to be on that sideline.
No, well, and also because of selfish reasons.
There you go. Who did you have going?
I have Jerry Rice. And... Jerry, in our league,
you know, I was wondering, where's the passion coming for San Francisco? Now it makes
here's
sense.
The deal. In our league, a receiver gets 7 points
right.
when he has 75 yards.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of regulation, Jerry Rice had
7 more yards. Yes. Son.
Not Jerry Reed, Jerry Rice.
Right.
Jerry Rice had 74 yards.
Right.
So I'm 1 yard away from 7 points.
Hmm.
And they do the kickoff to see who's going to get the ball in overtime.
Right.
And it's San Francisco.
How many points are you in back of Charlie Broyhill tonight?
27.
You should do it tonight.
But I've got Brett Favre and Bubba Franks going tonight.
You should be able to do it. Charlie, do you have anybody going tonight?
He has Donald Driver tonight, right? Brett Favre's favorite receiver.
I have Donald Driver in a Miami defense that wants to beat the crap out of Brett Favre. I don't have their defense, but I know they want to knock him out of the game.
So we got a horse race here.
Yeah, yes, we do. And I'm trying desperately to win my first game. And Jerry Rice needs one frigging yard for me to get 7 points. All that means is that the Raiders have to stop the 49ers one time on third down just so they can punt.
And you'd be 17 points in back of Charlie.
Yeah, and they can throw a one-yard pass to Jerry Rice, or who knows, maybe even a long touchdown pass that scores 30 or 40 points.
Were you yelling at the television when this was going on?
I was pissed. I'm sitting there with Bart, and I'm yelling at Bart, and I'm saying,
Look at this!
I was saying to somebody over the weekend that this is killing you. Mm-hmm. This is killing you. This is not, this is soiling your season.
Being,
because you're 0-8, because you have no wins in our fantasy league,
which I believe
has never happened before.
It is a humbling experience
mm-hmm.
for someone who lives football and breathes football, and I have nobody to blame but myself because I'm a dope. I have Tom Brady, and yesterday I didn't play him, so of course, what did the goddamn idiot do?
Who did you start yesterday? Oh, you're starting Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. So someone must have called Tom Brady and said, hey, Tom, hey, Don the dickhead isn't playing you this week. And he says, well, then I guess I'll go throw for 310 yards, 4 touchdowns.
You know, Brett Favre loves Monday Night Football, though.
No interceptions, and Tom Brady yesterday had the highest quarterback rating number in the history of the New England Patriots.
You're not going to be disappointed. You are, you know, the only thing that's going to put a monkey wrench is if, you know, Charlie's guys do well. But I think Brett Favre loves Monday Night Football. Is it in Green Bay tonight?
It's in Green Bay.
It's going to be cold up there at Lambeau.
20 degrees.
And it's double points, really, because he's got Donald Driver.
Is it still Lambeau Field, or are they playing one of those?
It's soon to be Shopko Lambeau Field.
Okay.
But it's still Lambeau. So Charlie and I tonight will split the points. If he throws the ball to Donald Driver, Charlie gets the amount of points, and I get the amount of points, so I got to hope that Brett throws to other people besides Donald Driver. But I'm watching this Raiders game last night, going out of my mind, going, yeah.
Can you have a 500 season at this point? You can't, can you?
No, the best I can hope for is 6-8.
Right.
That's the best. That's the best I can hope for.
And it's killing you.
6-8.
So it's tough.
Yeah, but I mean, it's humbling. I've not lost any of my enthusiasm.
Right.
I'm still trying to put the best lineup together that I have. Can I help it that the Eagles, for whatever reason, as soon as I picked them up, decided to stop throwing the ball to James Thrash?
Yeah, well, the Eagles are doing what the Eagles do. A lot of these teams this year, there's just not a lot of point production, and they're kind of eking out these wins. You get a lot of 19-3s, 19-7s, 14-3 like yesterday with the Redskins. You're getting a lot of these low-scoring games.
I got
low-scoring affairs, Don.
I don't start Chad Lewis for the Eagles, mm-hmm. and I turned on the Eagles-Bears game yesterday, and the announcer is saying, well, Donovan McNabb's not been throwing the ball a lot today, but every time he's been throwing, that's been his favorite target. Number 89, Chad Lewis. of course, I'm hitting myself in the head. Of course it's Chad Lewis.
Do you know how into it I am?
I didn't start him.
Do you know how into it I am this year? I am this into it. That when I had a conversation with your son yesterday, who gave me the heads up that Trent Green, had a bye, I am so into it that I actually didn't even know what team Trent Green played for
Kansas City.
And I had just, for some reason I thought it was Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Bart said to me, I called Uncle Mike. And I said, why'd you call Uncle Mike on a Sunday morning? He said, well, he has Trent Green playing, and Trent Green has a bye week. And I said to Bart, this goes against everything that I've taught you.
the boy is has ethics?
You don't want to give the opponent the upper hand.
It's amazing that he turned into the sportsman that he is.
or give the boy the chance to give somebody else.
The man that years ago, actually started the draft without me because I was late getting Bloody Marys for everybody. And
Mike,
I should have known that in the spirit of the cutthroat, the absolute take no prisoners, nobody's cut any quarter league that we have. And there was, and I have to, I don't, have I done it publicly? I don't think I have. There's this brief shining moment of sportsmanship by your son to actually take the time to call me and inform me that two of my players, one I didn't have a backup kicker, so it didn't matter.
Did I beat him after that? I beat him like Tony Soprano with Otter from Animal House.
No, you did. What was interesting is when he called me, I heard your wife in the background.
Of course not.
Because your wife wanted my email address, and which we've been trying to hook up, with email and stuff like that.
I know.
Because we communicate all the time. And I hear your wife in the background, and he's doing this, and I didn't hear you anywhere near the nuclear family, and I said, you're not aware that this is going on.
No, you know where I
said,
I was?
If you were aware, you'd be like, don't call him. Don't do that.
Do you know where I was?
In the bathroom?
No.
Church?
Lisa knows. Where'd Lisa go? She was just here.
She tried to call me yesterday.
Were you doing something very important?
To me, very important.
What were you doing?
Where was I when you called me yesterday morning?
Safeway run for DVC.
Safeway what?
Safeway run.
DVC, baby.
Diet Vanilla Coke. They had 14 of them there.
I thought you were saying, I said you started running again?
No. DVC, Diet Vanilla Coke.
So you were loading up on your Diet Vanilla Coke. So they took an opportunity to do this gesture.
To go behind.
And I'll tell you, whether I want win or lose, I was just tremendously impressed. And I said, that's the nicest. Is your son around? I want to thank him personally.
Hold on a second.
It's the nicest, decent gesture.
Mm-hmm. But remember, we're mad at him.
Done.
Fried and I are mad at him about the credit card thing.
Yeah.
You can have mine this weekend.
You can be nice to him.
It's just a stand-up move. Yeah, something that you wouldn't do, certainly that gentleman in back of you wouldn't do. And I would venture to say even Mr. Burbank wouldn't do that.
Heavens no.
Being as thoughtful like with remembering birthdays and all that.
Yeah, this is serious.
Hello?
Hi, baby. Is the boy there?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Uncle Mike wants to talk to him. Oh, and then Charlie, I got to ask you. You're out of that other pool, right?
Yes, I am. But you know what? I did win the first one.
How much money did you win that time?
About $650.
Oh, my God.
This is a great thing. Are you still in that, Mike?
No, it was just I threw my empty water bottle into the trash, and I bounced it off the wall and made it in. And then I was giving Lisa the high five, like the pump in the air, when you guys were talking about.
But you did something great.
Your other
you did. Hey, Bart.
I'm the man. Hey, Bart.
Yeah.
I was telling your father that is the most stand-up, honorable, ethical, sportsmanlike move that has ever been done in the history of our football league. And although you're going to beat me this weekend anyway, I want to say thank you for that. I thought it was a stand-up move yesterday.
Thank you.
You're a good man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bart.
I told him, what are you thinking? You're my son.
Uncle Mike, you have a chance to win.
I know, a small chance, but a slim one. But it doesn't matter. You know what? I'd almost go so far. I'm out of it. I'd rather see you win it anyway. I'd like to see you win the money this week because that was that good a move. Nobody would ever do that to me. I've been betrayed in this fantasy league time after time after time. Finally, one shining gesture of goodwill, one ray of sunshine.
How's your game going?
Bart, I'm only down 27, and I have Brett Favre and Bubba Franks tonight. So I'm afraid I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm looking straight ahead at win number one tonight.
Dan?
Yeah.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
All right. Hey, Bart. Hey, Bart.
Yeah?
Hope you enjoyed that Visa card.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What did we tell you about that?
I know.
All right. I'll talk to you when I get home.
Right.
All right. Bye.
At Christmas time, if he's having any financial difficulties...
Oh, he will be.
Tell him to come by the station. I'll give him the Uncle Mike handshake.
Trust me.
All right.
He will be.
Buzz got the Uncle Mike handshake at his last birthday.
So, Charlie and I are in this league.
Is this Cameron's league?
Yeah. This is a great league. So what you do is...
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know what that tells me? Immediately,
that I'm winning.
You're winning in it, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I didn't get into this league because I thought I thought it was like... You want to talk about... Carney.
You get a million.
It's a carny concept.
You get a million guys, and they each put in $25.
Okay.
And then every week, you pick one team that you think is going to win. Now, the caveat is you can only pick that team one time.
Only one time. Once you pick that team for the season, that's it.
Like if you play, if you pick the St. Louis Rams because they're playing a suck team, that's the only time you can pick the St. Louis Rams, and now...
You're taking your time with this, since you're out of our league. You're taking your time thinking about this.
Now, out of 48 guys, it's down to 6.
Wow. And you're one of the 6.
And you know who
else? That is serious money.
Yeah, I'm looking at like $600, and you know who else is?
Who?
Bobo Spiewak is one of the 6.
Wow. You are kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. Cameron Gray... Oh, excuse me. Cameron Gray just sent me an instant message. The pot is $1,100.
Oh, my goodness. So it's is Cameron in the running, too?
No, he's...
Or Cameron's just like, who's going to the bank? Well, where's Cameron? Because seriously, this to me, I think Cameron's
a bookmaker.
Well, Cameron's making a fortune on this.
Cameron was out how many weeks ago, Charlie? 4 weeks?
Week.
What was it?
The first week.
But it doesn't matter. Here he comes. You want to talk about the money, man?
Yeah, here he
comes
is.
The Donald Trump of
now,
this
are
league.
Are you making money on this league?
I'm not making a dime, I promise.
Where does the
money... Not a red cent.
Really?
The money all goes back to the players.
Goes all back to the
except
pool.
Except for the hosting fee the website charges.
Oh, really? And, that's
$2,500.
A buck a person. So with a pot of $1,100, how many guys are in this round?
Right now, do
the math. Rob's not here right now, but do the math. If it's four guys or $100, that'd be 40 guys.
Oh, no,
it's 46,
46 people.
46 people.
46 people started.
Yes. Out of 46. And Bobo's in it, too?
Yeah, Rob and I are both in it.
Do you guys compare notes at all when you're doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. We both picked Philadelphia yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Very exciting.
But I'm not making any money, I promise.
All right, just
giving back to the community.
All right, that's good. That's a good thing.
But it's a great pool.
Yeah, you pick every week, and I you know me.
What?
I don't follow it closely enough.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing, guys?
A lot of douchebags picked Houston yesterday. I didn't fall for that one.
Who was Houston playing yesterday?
Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati. You got to go with the sure thing, baby. I knew the Eagles would be the Bears.
Well, I would imagine the you're going to be running out of teams pretty soon.
No, I picked all crappy teams.
Really?
Philadelphia is the first time I picked a good team this year.
Excellent.
I've still got the Rams.
I just wanted to let you know that when we picked games with Nancy on Friday, you actually picked Houston in that one. So whatever you said about the people who picked them... You know.
Right, that was on the show, darling. This is real life for me.
So you're like Jim Nance. You make different picks in different times.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So you reserve the right to change as well.
When money is on the line, yeah, I would not pick against Cincinnati.
For years, Don's just trying to make Jim Nance look good.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Hello?
And he's making me look good, too, because I'm beating you, too.
In what? In the league that doesn't count?
Exactly.
The league where we pick games with Jim Nance?
I'm sorry I'm not a high roller. I can't keep going into these elimination pools. The Fantasy Football League kind of tapped me out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, really, though, your picks should not even count in the picks that we have with Jim Nance unless you're willing to put money up for a charity. Because Mike and I put money up for charity against Jim Nance.
You don't have to necessarily put money up. You could do like one of those butt paintings.
Count me in.
A butt painting?
One of those butt paintings. Haven't you heard about the artist? Didn't you have that story, Buzz? Where I heard it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. People
Buzz had this story. See, I sometimes listen to Buzz's news. And what it is it's this. The artist actually sits in acrylics and then with his buttocks creates beautiful paintings.
He makes a print, but CBS employees can't do that.
Oh, that's
hello.
Right.
Don and Mike. Hello there.
Green, Tammy.
Hey, guys. Should I watch King of Queens tonight, or are we boycotting it?
There's no need to watch it.
Did that go on the air? Does that not? That didn't see the light of the air, sir, so don't say it again.
I've got her a big, hairy
he's probably gone now.
Anyway, there's no reason to watch King of Queens. I'm sure we'll be running it very soon.
Yes.
On most of these CBS radio stations.
Yes. Why watch it when you can hear it, right? And incidentally, that's the slogan I've come up with.
For Letterman?
Why watch it when you can hear it?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I'm here.
The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You don't want to wait the nose. The nose after her genital sneeze.
Nah, you want to avoid that. You really do. Unless it's made out of glass.
Tomorrow, Erection Day. And tomorrow on the show, Joe Ardinger. The platform is this. The legalization of pot.
Yes.
The reduction of the speed limit. And bringing Ren and Stimpy back to television.
Amen.
Joe and his bullhorn, and you'll hear all about it on tomorrow's show. Plus tomorrow, and Lisa wants to make sure that we don't inconvenience our contestants again.
Right.
Tomorrow, your American Idiot, 10 finalists. Also, continue to go to WYSP.com. Check out Lisa's pictures in the Playboy thing. We're going to fight the battle with corporate and see if we can... get Lisa in there under the Don and Mike Show logo.
Yeah, she'll be in there, in any event. And, hopefully. And the thing is, we're hoping that she can mention the fact that she works for this show.
Right. So coming on the show very soon, a couple of guys who have written a book, How to Get Any Woman to Have Sex with You, coming into the studio. And Remember the lady, I forget what she called her lifestyle, the lady who had never shaved her arms?
Her suit.
Her suit, Samantha.
Yes.
Her suit.
Remember her?
Yes.
They got...
She was pretty.
They got something like a 500,000 hits on their website the day after she came on the show. And she's having a new photo shoot done for Playboy, and she's bleached her bush, and she'll be coming in to ask our thoughts on it.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
So that's,
and will she be bringing her happy, round little husband with her?
I think so.
Very
that's,
good.
That's coming up this week as well. I don't know if you caught Owen Buzz. Stay tuned, because stay tuned.
Uh-huh.
This week we will be playing Buzz Makes the Call for You.
Oh, very good.
I don't know if you caught this in the celebrity news over the weekend. We were watching Entertainment Tonight and saw that Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick,
they've
had a baby.
A beautiful baby boy. Mm-hmm. A boy or a girl? Boy.
A boy.
Boy, I thought it was a beautiful baby boy.
A baby boy. And now it's time for what we call it, the Baby Molly segment.
Oh, good.
Buzz, do you have the name of the baby?
They didn't release it at first. Let me see if I can track it down.
All right, well, we're going to see if we can do this now. We can actually interview the baby. So what you
see what's happening.
Now, do I have to, I take this microphone and I... No, this is not working when Rob's not here. Hold on a second. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there.
You're really going to have to... You're gonna have
it's
to,
baby James, incidentally. It's a little baby James.
You're going to have to tweak it, Charlie. See, Rob is not here. Rob's
James
bad.
Wilkie Broderick.
Oh, very good.
Rob has had a slight personal situation today. Mm-hmm. That we'll hear about tomorrow. And now Charlie is
named after Broderick's late actor father.
Looking after the looking into the manual to see how actually to work the harmonizer.
It's a piece of equipment that was
you know, makes my voice sound funny.
Designed in early 1972.
Hello, hello.
It says the baby is doing very well.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. And mommy looks very good after having the baby too.
Oh, now, this has just been an all-around mess today, this show.
I'm looking at a photograph of
Sarah
Jessica
Parker. Someone from the engineering department, get your ass in here, please.
They usually monitor the show.
Mm-hmm. Let me call back. Well, now, don't play the music. Let me let's see. What, 898. God damn it.
No, I never here comes Joe Artinger.
He'll help. I never actually realized.
Hey. I never actually realized what it is. What Rob does on the show. But now I guess I know.
Now that's me too.
I don't want to sound like this.
She didn't have twins.
I don't want to sound like this. Look at all my little fingers and toes. And your mic sounds like this.
That's perfect. We're done. Just take me out of... Hello? Check 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
There we go.
Hey. Now, you're not where you were before.
Yes, I am.
No, it was perfect before, and then when they took me out...
The mic?
I can hear your voice.
Not on the radio. I guess you can't hear it, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And now you can hear me.
How is that?
Now I sound...
Here comes our useless engineer, Mike Friedman.
Who didn't know earlier, thank you, that the machine was hooked into the wrong input.
Now it sounds...
Now, Mike, how do you... Hey, look at this, we're twins. Hey, we're twins. We don't want Mike's voice like this. That's my voice.
Hey, give me that piece of candy.
There
we go.
Is that it?
Hi there. Hi, baby James.
There you go.
How are you? Are you still motivated?
Kind of.
Hi there. You know, you are an adorable, bouncing baby boy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Now, stop being in a bad mood, baby James.
I'm ugly, and I have a big horse face like my mom.
You sound like you're not happy to be out in the world. What was it like spending 9 months inside of Sarah Jessica Parker?
It smelled.
Oh, it did? I'm sorry to hear that.
It smelled like bad news.
Did it really?
Yes.
What was the problem down there?
Not enough cleaning.
Not enough cleaning. But now you're out and about, and you got a chance to see your father, Matthew Broderick.
Oh my God.
Or is he your father?
My father is Mason Mayer.
Yes,
you are kidding me.
Who is in that producer thing with my daddy?
Wait a minute. Now, baby James Broderick, you are telling me that Matthew Broderick did not father you, that in fact it was known homosexual Nathan Lane?
I will tell you a few things about my daddy.
All right, go ahead. Please do.
Finally, Mike.
Yes.
Great to see you.
It's good to see you. You know, we've talked to you in utero before, but we never got a chance to really chat with you when you're out in the opening. How are you?
May I tell you something?
Please do, Baby James.
You don't look like you sound.
Really? How do I sound, Baby James?
You sound like a clown. I expected, because you tell jokes.
Yes.
And you have the funny voices.
So you expected me to be like wearing clown makeup and,
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Baby James.
I'm the baby of Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. Excuse me.
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane.
Well, now, is she treating you well? Is she a good mother?
Well, I will tell you the problem with my daddy first.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
My daddy has a condition.
Your daddy, Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Okay, your technical father.
Yes. It's called...
I think we might know. What was that? What was that condition again, baby? Baby James?
My dad's a failure. And that means.
I'm only going to let you say that.
My daddy, I spell it for you.
Right.
It's COXIS. My Texas. Failing.
Failing. Tell me about that condition. What do you know about that condition, Baby James?
I know that he's soft. Mm-hmm. That my mommy would say, come on, look at me. I'm Carrie from Sex in the City.
And still nothing would work, huh?
I'm naked.
Wow.
Look at me. Me. And he would sit there and she would say, I could get a better life from that faggot Nathan Lane.
So she had something to prove. That's why she... Did she sleep with Nathan Lane or was it artificially donated?
No, she made my dad watch.
Really?
One night...
Was it backstage at the producers?
At our apartment.
At your apartment in New York?
They were having an after-show party.
Wow.
And everybody got very drunk.
Yes.
And it was just Mom and Dad and Mr. Lane.
Mr. Lane, as you call him, huh?
Mom said, hey, you know what? This guy right here, who incidentally ran over somebody in Ireland and killed them and never got charged anything.
Vehicular manslaughter, I believe, is the
term. Can't get it up.
Really? That's not good.
I bet an open homosexual could satisfy me better.
And so she had something to prove, and then that's what happened, huh?
Yes, and then Mr. Lane said, and you know, he's so funny.
Yes, he is a funny man, very funny.
He's so funny. He was just like he is in the birdcage.
Oh, really? So he was trying to be as macho as he could. But he obviously got the job done, your baby James Lane.
He said, I can do that.
Right.
And he did that thing, you know, the way that they talk.
I was wondering what he was doing with his mouth. Right?
He says, I can do that. I can make love to a woman.
And then he did?
And they made my daddy sit and watch.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, how are you doing now? You know, I know we've established
I'm
your
top of the friggin' world.
How about, I'd like to talk about nourishment, if I could. Are you getting enough to eat?
Oh, I had a T-bone last night.
Really?
Wow. Everything's in a blender right now because I'm just a newborn baby.
I thought you might be breastfeeding.
With those teeth?
Yes, with those.
Can I tell you something about my mom?
Please do, Baby James.
There's a reason she's the only broad on Sex in the City that never gets naked.
Oh, really?
Her teeth, T-E-A-T-S, they look like cute on dog toys.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You're disappointing hundreds of thousands of fans. You know that, don't you?
You know who I wanted?
What?
I wanted that Samantha bitch.
Kim Cattrall, you wanted her to breastfeed?
Oh, let me nurse her, Mommy.
How about Cynthia Nixon?
You mean the one that looks like Dave Starling?
Yeah, how do you feel about her?
She looks like a man.
Oh. How about the other one, the brunette, who everybody forgets her name, but everybody thinks she's hot?
Yeah.
I like her, too.
The one who's married to the guy from Twin Peaks?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's hot.
So you're actually eating T-bones and a real, like, manly food that's put in a blender for you right now.
Yeah, last night I had a baked potato with cream cheese and chives. Mm-hmm. And a T-bone steak.
Wow, that's incredible.
You
shouldn't be doing. You're much too young to be touching alcohol. Well, but it's inappropriate. I hope that Sarah Jessica Parker is taking good care of you. Is she a good mother?
Oh, you're kidding. She's so caught up in her career.
She doesn't like change your diapers and take care of you like that and bathe you.
I am a man. I take care of myself.
You're just a tiny infant. I'm looking at a picture of you right here. My God, your eyes aren't even open yet.
I don't know. Look at me right now, Mike.
I think your eyes are open right now.
My suit?
Yeah.
Hugo Boss.
Wow. It's a lovely suit, and I notice that you are standing on 2 feet.
My cigar?
Yeah. So that's bad for you, Baby Molly. I mean, excuse me, Baby James.
Baby James, my cigar is a Bonavara from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
My shoes are the same... Bruno, what's the last name that OJ had?
Mogley.
Can I read you a quote, Baby James? It says here in the newspaper,
yes.
They asked your mommy, Sarah Jessica Parker, about how she's doing and how the baby's doing, and she says her quote from Lenox Hill Hospital in New York on Friday, she said, quote, I'm well, he's perfect. Well,
and that, of course I'm perfect.
That might make you feel good.
Does I look nothing like my father.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Of course I'm perfect.
You sound very angry and bitter, Baby James. I'm not sure why.
Wouldn't you be? I was checking that bitch's stomach.
How about baby toys? Are you getting any decent baby toys or anything like that? What did they give you?
You know what? I got a nice DVD player.
DVD player? Wow, you can't even see it.
I got an Xbox.
An Xbox? Wow. These are sophisticated gifts for a much older child.
I got a remote-controlled car.
Wow, really?
What am I going to do with a remote-controlled car?
You know, your father's in one of the greatest comedies in the history of Broadway. Your mother has demonstrated quite an aptitude for comedic talent. I know you're better. Do you play any practical jokes, or do you have any comedic ability?
Here's the one I love the best.
What do you like to do?
When I'm laying on the changing table.
Yes.
When my dad walks over.
Right.
I whiz right in his face.
You do, aren't you a cut-up?
And I love the fart.
Do you really?
There's nothing better than a newborn baby's fart.
Could we hear one right now? Let's see if you can work one out for us.
No. Okay.
You might... Wow. That's like it's a little painful.
That's
why
I'm crying.
Boy, you're crying, really.
I'm crying when I want attention.
Well, you're a very cute little baby in your Hugo Boss suit, your Bruno Magli shoes, and smoking your cigar. What kind of cigar are you smoking there, Baby James?
Right now, a Boulevard. I'm going to have a Cohiba.
Wow.
That's not bad. And I'm going to watch on Showtime, I'm going to watch, or is it Cinemax, Red Shoe Diaries?
Oh, no. That's inappropriate for someone your age. You're an infant. You're not even a toddler yet, but I don't understand how you're walking around.
May I show you something?
Yes, please. Oh, dear.
Take a look at my genitals.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Buzz, full grown.
A man size.
Full grown. That's disturbing.
A man size, I tell you, for God's sake.
That is very, very disturbing. I don't think we need to see that.
And I want to tell you something else.
Baby James, please put that away, please. We're done looking at that, okay?
All right.
All right, please.
Hey, Buzz, take a picture to last
long. I really
Buzz
don't want
staring.
To do that. I'm
you
shocked.
You haven't seen the genitals of a baby less than a week old?
Not like that. No, yeah. And please, put that away.
It's not appropriate.
I come from a show business family.
Yes, you do.
And I am going to be a show business legend.
Are you? Why are you going to be a show business legend?
Because I come from Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, well, you've got the ego for it, that's for sure. Yeah, that's wonderful showbiz credentials. What's going to be your first acting job? What are you going to be doing?
I'm not going to act. I'm going to direct.
Oh, you're going to direct. Very good.
I was on the phone with Steve.
Steven Spielberg?
Steve.
Steve, yes, your friend.
I told him, I said, Steve, it's see me.
Yeah, well, he thinks you're a prodigy.
I said, Steve, I love the Panthers. I really love the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, you're not digging on the ceiling of friggin' babies here.
Right.
Send me adult gifts. He sent me beautiful cufflinks.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you wearing them right now?
Right now.
Those are terrific. I know cufflinks are very popular.
Do you like my pinky ring?
Yeah, it's a lovely pinky ring, but, you know, you still are wearing the Pampers because you don't have control of your bowels yet, isn't that right?
No, I don't. But that's the great thing about being a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it whenever you want.
You can poop whenever you want.
But listen to you. You can talk, walk, and make show business deals.
Sure. As a matter of fact, I understand that your deal's up with Infinity Broadcast.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Baby James, it is. We're really not allowed to talk about it.
Can
to
I
great
tell you
detail.
Something right
yes,
now?
Yes, what's that, Baby James?
You're a national treasure.
Thank you very much.
Can I tell you something else?
Yes, what's that, Baby James?
You're underpaid.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I tell you something else?
Yes, tell me something else, please.
You're not being managed correctly.
Really? Oh. That's boy, that's fantastic.
Someone savvy.
All right.
Someone who's been around the block. Someone who knows this business like me. I've been alive.
Let me see if I get this straight, Baby James. You want to be our agent? Is that what you want to be?
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about it, but
how long have I been alive?
You've been alive for just a matter of hours, really.
Yeah,
well, you got a new perspective on things.
I'm on top of the world.
You sound like you're on top of the world, yeah. And watch that ash. Don't flick that cigar ash in the studio, please.
Angelina Jolie's coming over tonight to babysit me.
Buzz, you smell something? Baby James?
Mixture.
Oh, I did it.
I just threw a crap in my pants. I just threw in a $3,000 baby suit.
You sure did.
That is going to ruin that suit.
Yeah.
Effing A. That's right, Baby James. Well, we really appreciate you dropping by for this visit, and good luck with your show business career.
You'll be hearing more from me, Mike.
I know we will. And please give your very best to your mommy, will you, please? Oh, dear. He's a bitter show business baby.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, what's that, Baby James?
You have my number.
I do. I'll give you a call.
Call me on my baby phone.
I will. Absolutely. I will give you a call, Baby James. Can you say goodbye in that baby way?
Do I friggin' have to?
Please. It's always so cute. There you go.
Oh, sweet baby.
Baby James. There you go. Bye-bye. Somebody show Baby James.
What's wrong with your ass equipment at this piece of crap radio station?
He's very angry, Baby James.
Already.
Somebody carry Baby James out of here.
I'm going to say something now. You're going to have to delete all of
that. Okay. Go ahead. Well, can we hit the delay when we're using that piece of equipment? That would be the question.
Charlie, can we use the delay when we're... Yeah.
Oh, no. On that note, you get out of here, Baby James.
Goodbye, Uncle Mike.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, yes.
Where's my weed, man?
Oh, no, you're too young for that, James.
Already tracking
with
the show.
Yeah, I'm too young. And Joe? Where's my horse?
There goes Baby James.
Bye,
Baby James.
Bye, Jimmy.
Look at that little cute little baby. Don, you just missed Baby James.
Oh, that's too bad.
Baby James Broderick was in here. James Wilkie Broderick.
When we get back, you know, his mom, listen to the segue. Seamless it'll be.
All right.
His mom is on HBO, and so is The Sopranos.
Fantastic.
And when we come back,
yes.
We review last night's Sopranos.
Nobody knows better than we do.
Because we got the gift. We're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye, Furio.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's the deal. We all watch The Sopranos on Sunday night. Everybody does. And we're going to give you, the listener, a chance to give us your review in 60 seconds or less.
Very good.
So, no, you got 60 seconds. You got to make it 60 seconds. Start dialing now. We'll take a call at random at 877-365-3636 to win the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the Sopranos Sunday night at 9. New episodes every Sunday only on HBO. So it was on last night. We all watched it.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll go first. Then, Mike, it's your turn. And then we'll just get someone off the telephone to give us a third point of view about last night's Sopranos.
Very good.
The only thing is, remember, if you're calling in, you got to fill your 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And hopefully you'll agree or disagree, who knows, with Mike and I. Here we go.
The Sopranos by Don. I buy in now to why The Sopranos moves so slowly the first three or four episodes of the year. Because we're now starting to gain some momentum on this show. And I loved last night's episode in order of things that I loved. I love that Tony has a new guma. I love that Tony found out that Ralphie likes to have his genitals scratched with a cheese grater, and then he has to go in the bathroom to get his jerk on. I love the fact that Furio might do something about the way he feels about Carm. I love the fact that Carmella knows where the money is, and that Carmella left the girl's fingernail, and Tony knows that she knows, but they don't say anything. Best episode of the year. And I could go on.
Wow.
I really think best episode of the year. I love all the crap. I love all of it. Are you ready, Mike?
Yes.
And here we go. Go.
The Sopranos by Mike. I agree with everything you said about the things you loved. I think they were interesting plot developments, and I like the fact that Tony has a new gumad, and the stuff about Ralph's sexuality was fantastic. And I will go one step further to say that there's even a chance that I see a plot line developing with Furio threatening Tony, because the only way he can have Carmella is to kill him. But hey, when are we going to get back to this guy being a gangster? These are normal plot lines that don't really affect the world of organized crime. I am still waiting for a mafia story. When are these guys going to go out and rub somebody out? When are they going to go out and get involved in crime? It is still too slow. You got to start having these guys be bad guys again and get out of their houses and out into the streets where everybody wants to see what they're going to do. Put the body in the trunk. Shoot the guy in the head. There you go. That's it.
And that's an argument that you and I are going to have.
Oh, I just...
Because,
you know...
I like the relationships. Just
yeah, not. But I mean, I still want them to remember...
And it was violence.
It's
that
about,
the
you know...
principal got beat up. But
yeah,
did you want to see him get beat up, though?
The principal got... You know what he got? He got chased down the hallway by two guys that looked like they were 8 years old. So, I mean, it's pissing me off. I want to see more violence.
All right. Well, I was very happy with it. You were not so happy with it. Let's go to... who is this? Hello?
I love the Gumada, though.
Don and Mike, hello.
Speak to us.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
What is your name?
My name is Cody.
Cody, where are you from?
I'm from Hillsboro, Delaware.
Something tells me you're not up to the task. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Don and Mike, this is Jason.
Where are you from?
I'm in Green Bay.
You watched it last night?
Yes, I did.
60 seconds, go.
Okay. First of all, you need to get a little more action in.
Hold on, whoa, whoa. You got to say... The Sopranos by Jason.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. No problem.
Go ahead.
Okay, The Sopranos by Jason. I was very disappointed with last night's episode. They need to get a little more action going on. I like the stuff going on with Tony and that new chick. I thought that was pretty interesting. And the part where Tony woke up with popcorn crumbs all over him was pretty interesting. And Furio is going to be capped by the end of the season if... things keep going in the direction that he's going. And all I know is they better have some action next week or I might be watching a little more ESPN football. And speaking of football, Packers are going to mop the Dolphins today.
Well, you got 25 more seconds.
Okay, 25 more seconds.
It's your only instruction.
You had to fill 60 seconds.
Last weekend's episode was very disappointing.
Sorry,
point
Dan.
Where we didn't even
qualify.
The chef, you boyard.
I knew it. Sorry. I knew it from the beginning.
Sorry.
All right.
I mean, I agree, go Packers, but
Wow,
you got to do a better job than that.
It's a tough task. You guys are skilled.
No, but it's not that tough to say. Tell us about The Sopranos in 60 seconds. It's really not. Hello, who's this?
But Don, we are skilled.
You
are
Hello,
skilled.
Don and Mike, who is this?
Hi, it's Brett from Philly.
All right, Brett from Philly. I'll give you 60 seconds. Say you're Brett from Philly. Go.
The Sopranos by Brett from Philly.
Good start, Brett.
All I know is they're gangsters. When are they going to start acting like gangsters? I need to see some people getting whacked. All I'm seeing is Tony banging a very good-looking young lady there.
and hearing about Ralph is interesting, but I need somebody to die. I need them to. I need to see the principal get beat down. And as far as Furio is concerned, he's not going to kill Tony, because if he kills Tony, that's the end of the series. So obviously Furio is going to have to go. And I didn't get it at the end. Does Tony know that the wife took the money and he's just not going to say anything because he doesn't want her commenting on the Gumar? What's going on? That's all I have, gentlemen.
Uh-oh, and you know what?
How much time?
You got 15 seconds left.
15 seconds left?
10.
A cheese grater across the gentleman's? It can't be pleasant. It can't be.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. You did step up with good. One last good thought.
Thank you. You get the Sopranos prize back.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. Another one of your violent friends, Mike.
Brett from Philly, way to go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
Buzz, in 1 second, how did you like it?
I loved it.
Thanks. What's your lead story tonight?
David Letterman. He's doing his TV show on radio.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They said bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Stop the presses.
Yes.
Trade. Fantasy League. I got Torrey Holt back.
Hey.
Mike gets Chad Lewis from the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm heavy in the wide receiver department. Got two great ones, Fearless Price and Mr. Hines Ward.
Hines Ward. Torrey Holt, welcome back.
Good luck to you both.
Daddy's here. It's time now for Buzz, who's killing both of us in fantasy football.
Amazing.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We're starting next week, and here it is on the AP Wire. David Letterman fans won't have to be in front of their TVs to hear the top 10 list. 15 of Infinity Broadcasting's biggest stations, radio stations, will simulcast Letterman's CBS Late Show each weeknight beginning next Monday.
As you know, we couldn't be more excited.
Wonder if Dave's going to comment on it, and, who knows?
We'll see.
He's already taped the show for tonight. We'll see what happens. Next season of The Osbournes starts next month. It'll also be the last season. Sharon Osbourne tells 2020 that's definite. She says the show's changed them all to the point the kids now have their own lawyers and managers. She says Ozzy started drinking again because of her colon cancer. She says the cameras leave them no privacy. She says she can't throw up on her own from the chemotherapy, and Ozzy can't get drunk on his own. From Wichita, a pair of brothers have been convicted of murdering four friends who were forced to engage in sex acts with each other, robbed, and then taken to a snowy soccer field and shot. 24-year-old Reginald Carr and his 22-year-old brother Jonathan.
You said Rob was involved in that?
No. No, the people were robbed. Spiewak was not involved.
Rob Duck's out of here early. Maybe he's involved.
No.
You said the people robbed.
No, they were robbed.
Rob Spiewak!
Robbed. 24-year-old Reginald Carr and his brother Jonathan, convicted of murdering a cellist with the Wichita Symphony as well. A fifth person, a woman, survived the soccer field slaying. She ran bleeding and naked through the snow to get help. She identified the Carr brothers as the attackers.
Yes.
People as far south as Louisiana say they felt or saw the effects of a massive earthquake that struck Alaska yesterday, more than 3,000 miles away. Experts say the shallowness of the quake is what caused it to be felt so far away. The listeria outbreak that started at a Pennsylvania meat plant killed 7 people and made at least 50 others sick.
That is bad meat.
Amazingly, the tainted turkey sickened but did not kill a 98-year-old man. He survived to bring a class action suit against Pilgrim's Pride.
Wow.
The largest meat recall in American history came...
John, baby, how's it going?
I don't think that was the man. But the recall came months after government warnings about unsanitary conditions at the Wampler Foods plant.
Buzz,
yes.
You must do this. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we go, I do want to say to Rob and his family, hope everything is okay.
Yeah,
absolutely, Rob. We all feel that way. Nothing for you guys to worry about, Rob.
Everything's fine, but we wish him the best.
Yeah. Rob will tell you about it on tomorrow's episode. Here now is J.J. Birdlong. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Nothing less than who controls the Senate is at stake in tomorrow's nationwide elections. Officials are expecting a record low turnout.
Happy Election Day. Oh, and Joe's going out tomorrow morning.
Right.
You know, I don't say this very often, but really, I think this is probably a very important election for everybody to vote in.
It is.
A lot of stuff going down in the next year.
Several close races will determine whether the Senate remains barely Democratic or turns Republican.
I just say to everybody, it doesn't matter.
Now, come on.
I mean it. It doesn't matter. Life goes on. It doesn't matter if the Senate is Republican or Democrat.
But a crucial vote in New Mexico.
Ain't going to change my life.
They're voting on whether idiots should be allowed to vote in New Mexico. Idiots and insane persons.
No, he's not retarded.
The state.
Not voting! It's called the Joe vote.
The Constitution there bans the mentally ill and deficient from voting. The question on the ballot there would remove both of those outdated terms from the state's competition. Or constitution, rather.
I'm voting!
In competition, in sports, Chris Carter returns from a short retirement back into NFL action tonight. He's joining the Dolphins to visit Green Bay for Monday Night Football.
And Carter!
Finally, a couple of Catholic high school football players in Pittsburgh have been charged with sexual assault after what police believe was a hazing. The suspects are accused of slapping a new teammate with their genitals.
Oh, sure.
The new teammate's head was shaved first before what the victim described as a teabagging.
Oh, victim.
Oh, they teabagged him.
Back in the 70s, we called that fun.
Quoting the father, it made me sick, kids putting penises on other kids' head. What does that do for a child's manhood?
Oh, dear.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Literally?
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. No. Oh, yeah. Have each other.
Yeah, that's how we hate each other on this show.
We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for the great show. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. I want to ask Charlie if he can be kind.
Can you be kind, Charlie?
No.
No, okay.
Toodaloo.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.